Hi. The Cowan Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They will hook you up. Whether you're hot or cold or your nipples hurt, whatever, they're going to help you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for bonus episodes from past shows. Probably with me and a fatter guy.
Goodbye.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's Big Ten Baseball Tournament in Omaha. In the fourth inning, Ohio State leading Rutgers 1-0 in an elimination game. Henrik Kazmars homered for the Buckeyes in that game. Columbus Clippers today completed a suspended game from last night, beating Louisville 7-5. Clippers trail Louisville, or lead Louisville, excuse me, in the regularly scheduled game 2-0 in the sixth inning. In Philadelphia, they're in the seventh. The Cincinnati Reds have a 5-4 lead over the Philadelphia Phillies. Cleveland Guardians continue their series in Detroit against the Tigers tonight. Guardians going for a fifth straight win. NBA playoffs tonight, game two, Western Semi, San Antonio at Oklahoma City. The Spurs have a 1-0 lead on the ice. Game one of the Western Finals, Vegas Golden Knights in Colorado to meet the Avalanche. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reach your health and weight goals with Reclaim by Awaken 180. A 10-week medication-free plan, Awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man.
You know, today's a good, clean Wednesday.
That's right.
You know what that means?
Yeah.
That means emails. And you know what? I don't feel like we've been taking advantage of the good, clean Wednesday. So we're going to change that today. Lots of your emails today. Goodcleanboy at gmail.com. Speaking of good clean boys, Reimer is in for Teddy today. How you doing, Reimer?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
You know what I did yesterday?
What'd you do?
When I went home, because we were talking about milk, went home and had a nice cold glass of 2%.
Had the 2%, huh?
I'll tell you, that hit the spot. Mm-hmm. Hey, Reimer, you ever have a glass of milk?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I have.
You know about the percentage?
What kind of milk do you like?
I like the 2%.
Yeah, I like the 2% too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ever do the hole out there in Amish country now?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
You ever stick your mouth right under the teat?
You know about the teats?
No, I don't.
Hey, yeah, man, you gotta milk it.
Just right off the rip here.
You
huh?
gotta grab the udder. You gotta pull down. Hold it tight.
Okay.
Not too hard, though.
No. It's like you're holding the baby bird. You can't, like you're holding your golf club, you know?
Okay.
Can't be too high.
Gotta have soft hands.
Soft hands. Not too tight, not too soft either, because that baby bird's going to fly away. And you just got to squeeze a little bit, aim it into the little bucket.
That's, you put your mouth under
it. You just milk away.
Yeah.
You don't want to go right into the mouth.
Good to see you, Reimer.
Good to see you too, Mike.
All right, good clean Wednesday. Leather Jacket Time with Nicole Sheeran at 3:30. She has stories. She was in Rhode Island for a little girls' weekend. She said she has a story about a private chef and a stripper. I don't know if they're one and the same.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if he cooked and then stripped or what the deal was, but she said she has stories to tell us. A special Wednesday edition of Jason's Beef with our guy Jason Stark at 4 o'clock. And then he's back. He's back from his European cruise. He's got the hantavirus and Ebola all at the same time. It's name dropping with Jeff Rimmer.
He got
5:30.
He got everything.
He got it all, baby.
So that's this is almost as thick and full of a show as yesterday.
It is a very thick and full show, and I promise you, we're going to go heavy on the nonsense today. But I do have to start the program today. Be serious for a second, because the Blue Jackets announced about an hour ago that Billy Davich has passed away. That man right there. Longtime Blue Jacket fans remember George Mathews and Billy Davich on radio, and then Billy moved over and
to TV.
Did pregame, postgame TV, the same job that Jean-Luc Grandpierre does now. And Billy has had bouts with cancer, and he stepped back. I don't want to use the word retired, I guess, a few years back, and he will be missed. He was a really good guy to be around. And we'll talk to Rimmer about Billy, because obviously Rimmer spent a lot of time with Billy too. But sad story, RIP to Billy Davich today.
You know, I kind of put him kind of in the same category as when you talk about guys that were just class individuals, and that's maybe one of the first words that you think of. He reminds me a lot of, you know, what Clark Kellogg is to this town as a basketball analyst, and you know the work that he's done. But just when you think of him
as a classy guy,
maybe more than what I think of. And this is a major compliment now, because I'm not saying this in any way to say that this takes away from the hockey acumen or the basketball acumen. But when I think of guys like those two individuals, I think of maybe what a good guy they are first, and then I think of secondary. And I really enjoy watching their coverage, because you know, they're almost sort of like old soul, like throwback types with how they did
the
job.
You know, they're not going to say this about you and me.
Probably
when
not.
When we go.
No.
At the same time, because we're going to be sucking on the same muffler.
I got to tell you, they were...
You better have dual exhaust.
They were
right?
Really...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the dual exhaust.
They were really classy guys. No. Really transcended space and time.
Tonight!
No.
Billy Davich.
Billy Davich was one of the original PEI mafia, too. Prince Edward Island. He'd always say, Mike, you got to go. Come on, I'll take you around.
PEI mafia? Prince, what was this, just a legion of people that you got to go to Prince Edward Island?
When the Blue Jackets first started up, Doug McClain, George Mathews, Billy Davich, they were all from PEI, Prince Edward Island. And they would talk about it all the time. And it was almost like they were selling timeshares, to the point where it's like, all right, I know, it's beautiful.
You don't think it's good?
I'm sure it's fine.
I bet it's for guys like you and
you
me with the climate up there.
Now,
send me there, please.
Now we're going to go.
Do the show there for a week.
PEI.
I want to go up there whenever they're having the Jody Shelley Day in Halifax. I think that's in the summertime at some point. We've talked about that. He's got his own day. Yeah. He's got his own day up there. I don't think it's Halifax, but whatever the exact town that he's from.
Smaller town.
Yeah, whatever the smaller municipality is.
Moose Tracks.
The Knucklesville.
They invented the ice cream.
Exactly. They named a street after him, and they do a whole day. That's pretty cool. Again, things
Camel
that won't
Toe,
happen.
Nova Scotia.
Scosh. Things that won't happen for us. No.
You know, I don't do this often, but I flipped on the Cavs last night.
I left the game. I left the game.
Fishy said he went to
thinking
sleep.
Thinking it was good. Went back out to putt.
Of course you thought it was good. It was a 22-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Reimer, you posted this on the Soch last night. Would they have a 99.9% chance of winning that game?
When they're up 20
with like 7 minutes left to go.
Yeah. Don't say that. Should he be saying that?
It's what the win probability said.
No.
The Soch.
The Soch.
Oh.
I know I just said the Scosh. I just was saying Nova Scotia, but
trying to act like you.
I think it's fine. The Soch.
You sound like me.
I understand.
Trying to be a douchebag.
That's
when you say
why
that.
I did it. You're the same person who, with a straight face, said to me that you had the D's for lunch. Wendy's.
That's right.
Oh, I had the D's.
Yeah. D's Nation.
You ever have a hamburger, Reimer?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
You know about the Wendy's?
I have. I love a good Baconator.
Where are they from, Reimer?
What do you mean?
Where's the Wendy's from?
Where's the headquarters?
Where are they from?
I don't know.
Where are you right now?
I'm in Columbus, Ohio.
Where are the Wendy's from?
I guess Columbus, Ohio.
They're in Dublin there, Reimer.
Yeah.
They're in Dublin. They're right down the road over there.
Okay. You know about the White Castle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the White Castle.
Oh,
they got the headquarters right down the street.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Right there.
I have seen that.
We heard. You seen it.
I've seen it.
You seen it driving in.
Yeah.
We heard that there's a restaurant. We know that there's a restaurant. But there's still some confusion, even though that someone was peppering Mikey with emails.
I have been
that
told
it is open to the public.
It's open to the public, but they don't advertise it.
Not advertised.
So you just show right up, and you go right in their little restaurant there on the main level, and you order to your heart's content.
Yeah, which has been verified by our guy Cal, who works in the building, who we're sure that he just Googled up White Castle, not knowing that that was the headquarters, but just assuming that that was a restaurant, and they just let him in, welcomed him in, and served him.
I've been watching basketball for a long time.
Oh, this all right. Sucks,
so
man.
I've come to this conclusion. I watch a lot of basketball. I know a lot about the current state of the NBA.
Right, you do.
Don't even bother watching the rest of the series. That was a series killer last night. You had a chance. Steal game one on the road. We talked about it yesterday. Knicks have been sitting on their hands for a while. Cavs have the momentum. They're going in there. They're underdogs in the series. But you're up 20 points in the fourth quarter, 22 points, whatever the hell it is. And you blow that type of lead. You lose that type of momentum. It's over for you.
No,
you know what? Pack it up.
It's embarrassing.
Done. It's done.
It's embarrassing.
James Harden sucks, too, by the way.
I told you.
I know you did.
I told
you. You're not the only one who told me.
Well,
but my God, does he suck?
I've had a thing with him for over a decade where I've just known. I've felt it deep down in my plums. Any team he plays for is not going to win an NBA championship. He's been one of the better bucket getters across his history in the NBA. I give him that. But there's just something about him. I look at that face. I see that beard. I look at that face. I just don't know if I see a champion right there. He just isn't willing to do everything that you got to do.
There's regular season guys.
Playing defense.
There's hollow stat guys. And he's that guy.
I mean, he gets you lots of stats.
He's
gets you buckets.
He's going to retire with, you know, $400 million and the beer to bees and all this other stuff. But he's never going to be thought of as a clutch player, ever.
Kenny Atkinson, there's nothing more than I hate that I hate talking about faces. When I just, like, look over there and you're just kind of just snickering, laughing, kind of smiling. What is so funny? Would you do something? Step up and do something.
He's not going to call a timeout.
A timeout.
No.
Oh, here's an idea. Take that sucky defender out of the game. You're up by 25 points. You don't need him in the game anymore. Put somebody else in that can guard Brunson. That was so embarrassing. I'd hate to... I want to disagree with you, but I'm not gonna.
I watched 10 minutes of the NBA all season long. Now. That was the 10 minutes I chose last night. I want to kill myself.
That was a bad idea.
It's ridiculous. I think I was the problem. I jinxed them.
No, no. You were there to help.
I tried
to help. And they did that to you.
I tried to help.
You're not basketball guy. You tune in, that's what they give you? That's a joke.
You're right. Hell with them. Fishy failed his colonoscopy. We'll talk about that later.
Uh-oh.
I don't know how you fail a colonoscopy, but he did. Not the results were bad. No. They sent him away because he didn't do what he was supposed to do.
And as we talk about Fishy coming up, I had a little annual checkup as well I'd like to fill you in on.
Did they...
I wasn't filled in at all.
Do the sack squeezy?
I'll tell you.
Okay. Oh, and by the way, 2014 playoffs, though.
Why'd you say that?
Fish's
That's
colonoscopy.
That's a triple tease now.
Timmy's
I just broke
physical.
The rule.
And then if we have time.
No, there's no time.
2014 college football playoff that the Big Ten is obsessed
gonna
with.
Get, that's going to get bumped to the following
that's
segment.
That's all
you
coming.
Know
that may be bumped to tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident in the construction area on westbound 70 on the west side after Hilliard-Rome Road, causing almost a 40-minute delay there. And we've got stop-and-go traffic on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home, but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Homeownership. Make it part of your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and Timmy are inviting select jabronis to the station for pizza. Hey, that could be you. Email goodcleanboy@gmail.com and tell us why you should be chosen.
Presented by Billiards Plus and sponsored by Paisano Peppers.
The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Scattered showers and storms on and off throughout the day today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and breezy with temperatures getting into the upper 60s to low 70s. For tonight, we turn mostly cloudy overnight and breezy with lows in the upper 40s. And then Thursday is my pick of the week with mostly sunny skies, breezy winds, and highs in the low 70s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
These two morons keep the studio so cold that Timmy's nipples can cut glass. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
These guys are cool, but not that cool.
All right, we got to talk about Fishy's butt. But that's in a minute. Because
Fishy's
first,
butt?
Yeah, first I want to talk about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Reimer, you know about the low T?
Yeah, heard you guys talk about it.
You heard about that?
Low testosterone is what they call it.
Is it good or bad?
Not good.
It's not good?
It's not good.
It's not good.
Not good.
You're a young whippersnapper, though.
Well, he's got no problems.
You probably got some good numbers, but in a couple of years, you probably want to keep an eye on that. Get checked out because, you know, guys are younger and younger and thicker and fuller, and they're experiencing low T.
It's all the microplastics.
Now more than ever. Oh, it's just microbodies, microplastics.
Yeah.
All those things.
Yeah.
And so all you got to do is go to Tri-State.
Gets micro soft then.
And micro invisible.
Yeah.
Or in your case, pretty soon, gone. It's not even there.
It's inverted.
Just what you always wanted, but that's another story.
Yeah.
So go to tristatemenshealth.com and start taking a look around. They have 6 locations, 2 lovely locations right here in Central Ohio. So if you're feeling those symptoms, if you're tired all the time, your weight's not going anywhere, not going down. You feel like you're working out and it's not going down. You're not working out, but it's still, you know.
I am working out. You want to feel my bicep?
I'll get to that.
All right.
Sex drive. That's a big thing. If that's down, not where it wants to be, if you don't just want to have sex all the time.
Stop saying it.
That's not good. So go to tristatemenshealth.com, get that first $99 appointment. You'll get the T and PSA test. You get that dose right there in the office right there. If you sign up for it the day of the appointment, your visit is free. So how great is that? Say bye-bye to low testosterone. Go to tristatemenshealth.com.
All right, let's...
The butt talk.
Let's spin the wheel. Well, we have 3 topics here, okay?
I want to start
with that. We have Fishy's butt.
Yeah.
We have...
My sacky.
Your physical that you went to get today, and mm-hmm. we have the Big Ten obsessed with a 24-team college playoff. So I think, you know, Reimer is the guest producer today, so I think it's only fair that he spins the wheel, okay? All right.
I like how we installed the actual wheel.
Yep.
And...
It takes a second. Yeah. It's a nice, hearty spin. Reimer, what'd it come up on?
It came up on Fishy's butt.
Yeah.
Fishy's butt.
I knew it.
All right. So Fishy, our fearless leader, it's his first day back in the office. He was off a little bit last week, went to his daughter's college graduation. Over in Kansas.
A fine Jayhawk she is.
And then he had to come back yesterday, have himself a colonoscopy. Because Fishy had a little tumor in there.
Yep. What a way to come back from a trip, right?
They got to make sure everything's kosher. They took the tumor out, but, you know, they got to check stuff out in there. And his flight was delayed on Monday coming back. So it took a little bite out of his prep. You know, because you got to drink all the stuff that makes you go.
Right, because he had the Tuesday colonoscopy. He needed to get back nice and early on Monday.
Instead, his plane was delayed. He couldn't start drinking the stuff. He couldn't start crapping until later in the day. And Reimer, I don't know if you're aware of this with the colonoscopy, but they can't do it to you unless you are free of poo. You got to be squeaky clean in there so they can see everything. So, you know, Fishy goes in there. He thought he got it all out. They sent him home. They said, no. Too much poopy in here.
That's a bummer because
I'm sure... You gotta do it another day.
I'm sure he was already, like, well on his way to not feeling the greatest because
you're taking that stuff. Oh, he didn't feel good at all. That stuff's not good.
You're taking that stuff. It's nasty. You're crapping all over the place. You feel like you've probably done a good enough job, right?
So,
and you know what it was, though? I think I found out what this was.
What?
He was in Kansas City. He was on a barbecue diet. He had been eating... like Matty Ice here in the last couple of months because his stomach hadn't been like feeling completely normal. So he'd been trying to increase that diet, eating more salads here in the office than I've ever seen him before. But he goes out to Kansas and I have some blame with this because I told him, hey, you should check out one of the other barbecue spots that I don't think you've been to. Check out Q39. When you go to KC, there's one in KC. There's might be one in Lawrence as well.
He did tell me he went to Q69 as well.
Oh, well, that one.
Yeah.
That one as well. Travis Kelce likes to hang out at that place.
That's right.
But he sent us a picture of one of his big barbecue feasts.
You know what the 69 is there, Rimmer? Rimmer? Whatever the hell your name is?
Rimmer's doing it right now.
Are you kidding?
It's not 5:30 yet.
Yeah, so anyway, no scope for Fishy yesterday,
no
although he did go home. He made his girlfriend shove a garden hose up his ass, though. He said, I didn't do all this prep for nothing. You better do something up there.
And you ain't done a au naturel colonoscopy.
No,
you
just crapped in the box.
Crap in the box. Woo! Yeah. You just crapped in the box.
Doctor said the crap in the box is okay for me. I don't have a family history, and I had no other symptoms and all of that.
Was it worth it to play around with your own fecal matter?
It was really disgusting.
It was really, really gross.
And
yuck.
Did
you wear a mask?
No, but
did you just sort of plug your nostrils?
I should have.
Yeah, I would have worn a face mask.
It's so potent, you can taste it.
Oh,
it's in the air.
God, was it meaty?
Oh, it was like corny pudding.
Jesus. God, why'd you have to say that? I know I just said meaty, but
you ever
made it even grosser.
You ever play around with your own crap there, Reimer?
No, I have not.
No.
That's good. There's no reason for you to do that.
It doesn't sound fun.
Maybe when you were a baby, maybe before you can remember.
Yeah. All right. I think we should do this for every segment now.
Might want to edit this down to like a
what do you mean to edit it down? There's a real
spin.
Shut up. There's a real wheel in
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I see it. It's over Reimer's shoulder.
All right, Reimer, what do we got? We got 2014 playoff or we got Timmy's sacky touch?
I think we
got
to go with the 2014 playoff.
Okay, 2014 playoff.
Make
good
him
job.
Yeah. Going to make him wait.
Yeah, Big Ten meetings going on. Tony Petitti, who is the Big Ten commissioner. He's talking about how they just have to get to a 2014 playoff. He said they've had zero conversation about going to 16 teams. Now, if you've been not paying attention, so you got the Big Ten, you got the Big 12, you got the ACC. They all want the 2014 playoff. You got the Hillbillies down south, the SEC.
I agree with them.
They want the 16-team playoff. Tony Petitti says 16's not even an option. If they're not going to get to 24, they're going to stick at 12. They keep the phrase they keep using. I don't know if they went to some sort of like PR person and said, how do we sell this? Because the phrase they keep using, Ryan Day's talked about
deep
it, all
commitment.
The other coaches, is access. We need to have access. As many Big Ten teams as possible have to have access to a playoff, and that's 24 teams.
Access. Look, Hollywood?
Ooh,
Mario Lopez?
Still on there?
I don't know.
Wasn't Mark McGrath on there for a while, too? Sugar Ray?
Oh, every morning there's a halo hanging from the corner of my girlfriend's four-post bed. He kind of sucks, doesn't he?
Mark McGrath?
Yeah.
I think I'd rather have him as the commissioner of the Big Ten.
I'm not a fan of Petitti Boy anymore.
They're really stuck on this. They're really stuck on this 2014 crap.
this is a little bit of it, but I feel like there's been some other moves that have been made or we've tried to make where it's nothing for lack of performance right now for the conference. But then again, you and I, we're pretty much on record. I don't care as much about the conference performance as the rest of the free thinking world does when it comes to this stuff. I care about Ohio State, and that's really all that matters. And we can have these conversations more and more because, and we have, and former President Ted Carter had alluded to some of these things where the Buckeyes could have a lot to stand on when it comes to them getting a bigger piece of the pie, when it comes to all this revenue that the conference is able to bring in.
That's going
to
happen.
And you know what? It did help when some of these premier schools jumped on board with the Big Ten, and you give credit for some of that, but it's just, there's just too much. We're trying to do too much, and no one can let anything breathe. We just expanded. This is not even the same thing as what college basketball is trying to do, where they were at that number for a long time, which obviously, you know, I still detest. I hate it, and Reimer, I know you do too. There really aren't any basketball fans that like that move. And to go from where we were from 4 to 12, 12 is more than enough. We don't even have the format correct for the 12.
I was going to say,
there's a couple teams you don't need in there.
I'm not saying we're that good. 12 is the be-all, end-all. But I think we should actually have 12 for a little while, work to perfect the 12, and then decide where to go based on that.
Right. Take a look at that over there.
Oh, Nicole Sheeran's in the...
She's been standing there for a minute, just leering in.
She's wearing a dress today.
She looks like Big Bird.
What would you call that color? Like highlighter yellow?
It's
nuclear
like a,
piss green? What do we call that?
It is nuclear.
Nuclear radiation poisoning
nuclear,
piss green.
Nuclear lime, I think is what I would call that.
You ever have a lime there, Reimer?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Limes are really good with transfusions.
Leather. What? We're going to do this all day.
Nothing.
Leather Jacket Time with Nicole Sheeran coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple-minute holdup on southbound 270 on the West Outer Belt from Roberts Road to I-70. And watch out for a crash involving two semis on westbound 70 on the east side at Bryce Road, causing some holdup there. This report is sponsored by COTA. Whether you're a seasoned COTA rider or ready to take your first trip, COTA's May service changes make getting around Columbus a little bit easier. See the new improvements at COTA.com/service changes. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
What up, bitches? It's Leather Jacket Time with 10TV's Nicole Sheeran.
Sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub. Home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
Here she is, back from one of her many vacations. 10TV's Nicole Sheeran.
Y'all missed me, didn't you?
I did miss you. I'll tell you what.
We
Fishy,
can't survive without
Fishy
you.
Fishy wasn't Aww. Here. He's loud as hell. You weren't here. You're loud as hell.
There was no singing, though. That was kind of nice, Nicole.
No, I think you missed that part. Mikey texted me and said he missed me.
I did miss you.
Yeah. So I think part of that missing is missing my singing and my beautiful serenading.
You know, I think we kind of picked up your slack. We've done most of it on the show, though, for everybody to enjoy. We've been doing a little bit of singing.
Have you
now? The start of the show the other day. Tal Bachman got stuck in our heads.
She doesn't know.
I don't
Tal
know.
Bachman.
No,
that
but
is.
You know the song.
No,
you know
she
the song.
Know it.
Oh, you
how
have
does
to...
it go? She's so high. Cleopatra. Yeah, of course
Joan
I do.
Joan of Arc.
I'm not an Aphrodite. Y'all are just like me now.
All right, you know went to Newport, Rhode Island.
I did.
Ooh, Newport.
Did you even, Providence?
Did you even see any black people there? They even let them into Newport?
No.
I flew into Providence, though, and then I went to
Newport. Of course you fly into Providence.
Yeah.
The state's tiny. It's small. Newport's like
beautiful.
Nothing but water.
It's beautiful.
Water all around you. You got the ports, the bays,
the mansions,
and then the ocean right there.
The bays, the lobster rolls.
Taylor Swift is banging in Newport?
Yes, but we actually looked it up. Her house is like an hour away. So it was too far, sadly.
So you couldn't stalk and break in?
No, I couldn't be a weirdo and stalk and try to, you know.
You guys take the ferry out to Martha's Vineyard? Or?
No, we didn't. So when you're in a bachelorette group with 14 other girls, it's really hard to 14. All do the same things together.
You have 13 other friends?
No. So here's the thing about bachelorette parties.
No, you don't know a lot of them.
I don't know a lot of these girls. Okay. I really only knew three girls on the trip. One of them, the bride, and two other girls who are two of my best friends from college. So we had a great time because the three of us haven't hung out like that in a long time. I didn't know any of the other girls on this trip.
That's weird. Like, but the bride knows them all and she's inviting all these people out. Yeah. I would not have that many dudes to invite.
Well, Tim,
if I were to like redo it now, it would be like you and Teddy. Maybe you could come too.
Teddy
and I
at
the bachelor party. Both RSVP. No.
Wait, I guess I'm chopped liver.
Did you say I could come?
Right. You're still working, right?
That's
so nice. There's no rules here. Gender rules? I don't see gender.
Do y'all want to come to my bachelorette party in like 20 years?
First of all,
20 years.
You got to find someone first.
That's why I said then, 20 years.
Right, then we can talk about the party.
Yeah. Maybe 30. So I got to tell y'all a story. From this trip.
I've been waiting. I'm told there was a stripper story. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, way to bury the lead here. You just ruined my thunder. It's okay. That's not even the best part.
It's not burying the lead.
Right, it's stealing the thunder.
Yeah, you know what I mean? The combo. So we all stayed in this house in Newport, 14 of us, like I said. One night we were having dinner at the house. A chef came to cook us dinner. So,
oh man, this gets whiter and whiter, doesn't
it? Yeah. So my friend, the bride, loves the movie Pride and Prejudice. It's her favorite movie.
Just when you think this can't get any whiter.
So we're sitting.
Big Downton Abbey fan.
Oh no! By the way, every morning when we would come downstairs, the Pride and Prejudice music was playing in the kitchen. Like da 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 da. It was very that. Anyways, so we're sitting at the table. None of us know what's about to happen next. I look to my left, and I can see the front door from where my seat is. And there is a man standing at our front door, because the front doors are glass, with a top hat and a long trench coat that looks like Mr. Darcy from Pride and Prejudice. If people know who that is, that's what he looked like. And I turn and I say, guys, there's a man at our door. And then her mom is her maid of honor. So her mom planned this part. And her mom's name is Rhonda. And Rhonda said, oh, Caroline, the bride, get up, answer the door. Of course, I get my video out. I'm like, what's about to go down right now? So I'm video recording.
Did this guy have like the fluffy tie?
Yes, the fluffy, thing like going the white tie around his neck, the top hat.
Good looking
guy.
He
had a little mustache with like curls.
The tie is probably a rip cord, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. No, literally. So she answers the door and he's looking down at his phone and he goes, my lady, I don't know the words. It's from the movie. He recites some saying from the movie and this bride is freaking out. She's like, oh my gosh, Pride and Prejudice. Then he goes, I ask for your permission to attend your dinner tonight. And she said, what? Oh, okay. He walks in.
What's on the menu?
Dong.
Sausages
upon sausages.
Girthy dong.
So we all sit down and her mom turns to me because I'm sitting near her and she goes, Nicole, so I have something to tell you. She goes, so this guy is actually a stripper,
but don't say.
The bride would hate if he actually stripped. So he's just going to be our bartender for the night. And I said, okay, Rhonda, does he know how to do that? Because if you're a stripper,
why
respectfully,
didn't you just hire a bartender?
Correct, Mikey. So anyways, this man is standing at the head of the table, standing there, not saying anything. He is literally standing there with his little froofy white-collared shindig
just
going
doing
on.
Doing nothing
just
for the entire dinner?
I turn around and I say, so what's your name? He goes, Alex. And I said, oh, Alex, what do you do? He goes, I'm a construction worker. I do this on the side. And I said, do this? Like, do what? And he goes, well, you know.
And then he whipped it out.
No.
Just for you.
Then he goes, would you like me to take my shirt off?
Yes. I hope you said yes. Come on.
Okay. So he does that. Then he goes, what do you guys want to drink? What do you ladies want to drink? I'm your shirtless bartender for the night. Wink, wink. Not actually going to strip.
So he did go shirtless.
It was just shirtless, though.
Oh,
that was it.
Oh, baby. Did
and
he
let
keep
me just
the tie
tell you
on,
something.
Though.
I'm not here to body shame or whatever, but you know, when you think of a stripper shirtless, what do you think of?
Patrick Swayze or Chris Farley?
Channing Tatum, yeah, like really muscular.
No, not the, no. Really?
None of that. Well, this guy probably shouldn't be a stripper.
That's
it was not great.
Really disturbing.
Flap City?
So then he goes, what does everyone want to drink? And I said, I'd love a Hugo Spritz. He didn't know what that was. Do you know what that is?
Well, he's a stripper. He's not a bartender.
But he was supposed to be our bartender. That's why he was hired. So then
if his
somebody
name
says,
was Hugo, he would spritz on you.
Then someone says, can I get a martini? He says, okay.
I don't know.
He goes
to make
back in the little butler area. I had to teach him how to make martinis, spritzes, Aperol spritzes,
oh,
Manhattans.
Hugo, can you spritz on me, please? Oh, thank
I
you,
had to
Hugo.
Teach him everything. He
Hugo,
brings out. He brings out a glass of wine in a martini glass. Like, this man does not know what he's doing, okay? It was one of the most uncomfortable things I have been a part of.
Why didn't you just let the man do
what
he does?
That's what I said.
There's only one thing that would make that more uncomfortable. First of all, it's always disgusting
him
to me when the parent,
naked
when
doing
the
that?
Parent is
yes!
the one that gets the
Your
stripper.
Your mother?
What is she doing there in the first place?
I know.
You're not,
can
you
imagine,
you're not invited.
I know.
Can you imagine if he stood up in front of all of you people, okay? Completely butt naked, looked at the bride and said,
and how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli's how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
There
just
it
imagine.
Is. Yeah, it'd be wildly uncomfortable.
But about the stripper. Like, could you...
about the stripper.
What happened?
No, could you even imagine him telling you that you have AIDS?
No! I would cry!
Like, if the stripper turns to you and says...
You'd listen, say, that doesn't Nicole, make any sense.
But he like, would do it in his Mr. Darcy voice. Listen, I do buy pardon. I hate to inform you.
You do have
but
AIDS.
You do have the AIDS.
The AIDS.
They didn't know what AIDS was.
No,
back
they
then.
Didn't. But that was one story of a many. I was also the only single person on this trip, and
you
we went
stick
out
around?
One night. Do you want me to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have time?
Yeah. I always got time.
Well,
I got
I know.
Nothing.
It's not
but
like you actually do your job.
I don't
well.
Do anything over there.
No. Okay. More with Nicole and her tales from Newport, Rhode Island. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are a little stop and go and causing a 15-minute delay on westbound 70 on the west side from West Broad Street to 270. And there's about a 5-minute delay on southbound 71 on the north side from Polaris Parkway to 270. This report is sponsored by Put-in Bay Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. Give them joy on Put-in Bay. Laughter, jumping into the pool, delight from a hole-in-one, and amusement riding a train, golf, cart, and carousel. Plan your next everyday island getaway today at visitputinbay.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
News. Jack has personally invited the fan to the Memorial Tournament, and we're broadcasting 30 hours of live content, and we'll try not to embarrass ourselves.
Sponsored by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Visit pausebeforeyouplay.org.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Remember that funny line from Christmas Vacation?
Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Well, these morons keep jamming them down our throats, so they're not funny anymore. Here's Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvis get you started 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. They're doing the list at 7 o'clock. Their topic is biggest collapses in sports. See Cavs from last night. Also, Paul Feinbaum, Pied Piper of the Hillbillies, will be on Bishop and Friends at 10:30. And tomorrow, it's Too Hot Thursday, and Adam Rittenberg will join us on this show. Nicole Sheeran.
Nicole Sheeran is here.
I don't know why we even have one segment for this, segment.
I also agree with that.
It should be two.
It's too short.
You have more stories to tell about your weekend in Newport, Rhode Island. You had the stripper that didn't strip.
Love it. His name was Alex, by the way.
He wound up stripping a little bit. His
shirt was off. That's like going to the pool. You get more at the pool than you got with that.
Yeah. Nicole wanted to see some mushroom tipping.
Would this have been a fully nude stripper? Or would this have been like a banana hammock kind of thing?
Oh, God. What's the point of that?
I don't know.
Would it have been like colonial themed? But I don't know.
No, it's not a... He's not got a tricorn hat. He's in an earlier era in England, right?
Yes, that's fair. I don't know, guys. Or would it have been construction themed? Because he was a construction worker. He would have had a hard hat and nothing else.
No, that's his day job. He would have stayed in character if he was stripping.
I don't know, y'all. I think I got to go back to Newport to find out. Do you guys want to go?
Sounds like you want to get together with this fella.
Listen, I got to have a date to that wedding.
You body shamed him.
I did. I didn't mean to, though.
He's doing the best that he can do.
Okay, so speaking of guys in Rhode Island.
Yeah?
Besides Alex, every boy or guy in Rhode Island looks the same. When I tell you looks the same, Sperry's on the feet, khakis, polo, sports coat.
White.
Blonde hair, white.
Just the
same.
Okay,
you got the image?
That's the Providence Friars.
There's a type.
Yeah, there's a type. Well, get this.
No, the Friars different.
No, that's every guy that goes to school there.
Oh, yeah. that's the Providence students.
Yes.
It's also like the South Carolina Gamecocks students.
It is. Or Chapel Hill.
That's Southern too. Yeah, UNC is a little bit of that
unnecessary shot.
Here's the thing, y'all. Sorry. It's true. Listen, I'm a Southern girl. I went to Georgia, but it's a different kind of vibe. It's almost like finance bro turned preppy. Charter boats.
Yeah, I feel like Georgia, also like in a lot of these SEC schools, I mentioned South Carolina, UNC, even though they're ACC, I feel like it's the button-down shirt that's kind of raggedy. Long-sleeve button-down where you roll the sleeves tuck part of the shirt
You went to Newport, Rhode Island.
No, I know.
What did you think you were going to see?
I'm giving you all a visual of the kind of guys who are in this bar.
Okay?
All right. So there's 14 of us on this trip, all girls. I'm the only single person out of 14 people on this trip.
Are you pathetic?
Okay.
My God.
So, like, what are you looking to do? Like, what are you hoping to accomplish when you're single?
She's looking to do across the country.
Yeah.
Clearly, she's good and clean.
She's not looking for that.
Listen, I am the kind of girl who doesn't go out looking to do anything. I'm looking to have a good time, dance on the dance floor, and get after it. Like, that's what I do. I don't need to. Okay. Anyways, we all get to this bar. It's like a live music bar. I walk in, and you would think you're in a utopia of just those kind of guys. Every way you turn, there are guys looking the exact same. And I'm like, this is overwhelming, but they're good-looking guys, right?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So we're in this bar, and like
they're
I said...
They're all named Carter?
I was about to say, they're all named like Zach, Aiden, Carter...
Braden,
yeah, Braden, Caden, Hayden.
Yeah, yeah.
Presley,
a lot of Haydens.
Yeah.
Preston,
Griffin, you know, that kind of energy. So we're on the dance floor. I like that name.
We're on the dance floor.
And like I said, I didn't know a lot of these girls, but they knew I was single. And we're kind of in the middle of the dance floor. And I just hear this, Nicole, he's single. Like from the other side of the dance floor. And I see her go, I don't know this chick. Like I met her a day ago. She's like, he's single. Come over here. Then this guy's friend is pulling me over to this dude. I'm like, this is so uncomfortable, but I'm like, whatever. So I chat
you're
with this guy.
You're on a bachelorette trip.
No, I know.
This
I
is
understand.
What, this is the kind of
but
the shenanigans
you're,
that are going
to
happen.
When you're the only
you
single person, it's like a tug of war of pulling my arm from one way to the other.
But maybe you should wear a t-shirt that says DTF, too.
I should just write it on my forehead. So anyways, that guy was kind of weird. I was like, how do I get out of this conversation? I left. Then my other friend, no, some random chick comes up to me and she goes, hey, are you single? My friend over there is single. And I'm like, wow, is it that easy? Like, do I scream I'm single to you? But okay. So I go over there and I'm talking to this guy and he's actually really nice. I'm like, this guy's awesome. We're chatting, whatever.
Imagine that in the first, you know, 30 seconds of a flirtatious conversation.
No,
someone
comes across
nice.
But then he goes, yeah, we're here for a church retreat. And I said, oh, that's cool. He goes, yeah, our sole job is to convert people. And he goes, Chase, how can we convert her? And I'm like, what is happening right now? And he's like, yeah, we have this whole like seance that we do. And like, we do it every night and we want to convert you. Like, would you want to join? And I said, no. And he goes, oh, I'm just messing with you. And I'm like, okay, this is weird.
Yeah, that's funny.
It was funny, but I was also kind of scared for a second.
You know what?
No, but the best part is yet to come.
Depending on who it might be, if say it was like Sidney Sweeney, I'd convert to Jehovah's Witness.
Okay, this guy was not the Satanism. Guy version of Sidney Sweeney. It's not like I was talking to Channing Tatum or Ryan Reynolds or something.
Okay. You said he was good looking.
He wasn't like that. Then we're chatting and I laughed and I'm like, haha, that's funny. And then he goes, how old are you? And I said, oh, I'm 28. And I go, how old are you?
What?
18.
He said 18.
The biggest load that we've seen.
And I said, you're 18? And he said, well, actually, I just turned 19. Oh, that's much better. That's great. This kid was 19 in this bar. I guess they allowed 18-year-olds in this bar, and
Nicole,
had an X on your hand.
You really are a sick woman.
No, I didn't do anything.
You're ready to jump in the bed with a teenager.
I was not.
I stick up for you.
I was not doing anything. I was just talking to this guy like I'd be talking to one of y'all in a bar. Like, I didn't do anything bad. But why does this, it's concerning for me that I didn't notice that this guy was so young. He didn't look 19. He maybe looked 23, 24.
Well, when you're just out there past midnight.
Looking at his crotch.
Okay.
After midnight.
Look up here, Nicole. Look in his eyes,
that's
okay?
Right.
When you're just out there boozing it up and hanging out at the bars until 2 a.m.
I was being social
to Coco. What do you think's going to happen?
Bad things.
Goggles are on. Everybody's going to look good to you.
So what's going to happen is one of the girls who's married ends up making out with a guy at the bar.
Bad things happen.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, she's taking everybody down with her. If she's going to be Mrs. Robinson.
If I'm going to go down, so is everybody, okay?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what really happens, okay?
This could have gone sour real fast.
Yeah, no, it wasn't good. It really wasn't great. And the worst part was, like, I witnessed the entire thing. And I was like, oh, this is really not good.
Did you spend a month in Newport, Rhode Island?
I don't think we could spend a month. I think
did she take this guy home, or was it just the bar makeout?
No. It was just the bar makeout. And then her friend, again, I didn't know this girl on the trip. Her friend took her home because she was like, you know, maybe it's time we leave now, considering you're married. So, yeah. But the sad part is I haven't talked to that many guys in a really long time. It was kind of fun. I didn't do anything bad.
And they were kids, Nicole.
No, they weren't all 19.
You can go over to Gehanna Lincoln and have a conversation.
No, shut up. The other ones were 27, 28, 30, 31.
He's a clean boy. What's your own damn sheets?
We need to get you back in the saddle on Athlete of the Week real quick. We need to start that back up.
I already do Athlete of the Week. Do you not watch? I interview a child every Friday or Thursday.
You're addicted.
He's a good, hardworking boy. No. I love to bring in your mail.
You're just digging that hole a little bit deeper, aren't you?
I never said I wanted to date any of these people.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Nicole. We're out of time.
Oh, that's great. I'm so glad. I need to get out of here.
You going to be on the TV tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
11 o'clock.
For now.
All right. For now.
Why are so many high school boys watching the news all of a sudden?
No, you know what? Good.
Yeah, we need the ratings.
We need the ratings. That's great.
Win yourself a date with Coco.
No.
Jason's Beef with our guy Jason Stark coming up next. Jason's Beef. Don't get too excited.
I know. That's great.
Stop.
Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute holdup due to a crash in the right lane on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt after US 23. And watch out for some more slowdown due to an accident that's at the intersection of Georgesville Road and Holt Road. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere Construction Equipment Rentals. From Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need smart grade, Topcon, Trimble, or attachments? Their rental fleet is always work ready. Learn more at murphytractor.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel. Cincinnati Reds won their second straight, beating the Phillies in Philadelphia today. 9-4 South. Stewart, 4 hits and a homer. Nathaniel Lowe, 3 RBIs. Cleveland Guardians continue their series in Detroit against the Tigers tonight. Guardians have won 4 in a row and have a 2-game lead atop their division. Columbus Clippers earlier today won a suspended game from last night against Louisville 7-5. And in the ninth inning, they lead the regularly scheduled game 2-1. Big Ten Baseball Tournament in Omaha. 8th inning, Ohio State and Rutgers are tied at 2 in an elimination game. Officials for the Memorial Tournament today announcing commitments for this year's event from Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele, Jordan Spieth, and Ricky Fowler. This update brought to you by Green & Sons. Find your next Kubota tractor at Green & Sons, located in Mount Sterling and north of Marysville, and online at greenandsons.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
He's a man who's in every Hall of Fame in the known universe. He's a man who travels thousands of miles to see celestial bodies. He's a man who enjoys a good tomato pie. And he's a man who regrets a few life choices every Monday at 5:30. It's Jason's Beef with Jason Stark.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
Well, it's not Monday and it's not 5:30, but who the hell cares? It's Jason's Beef with our guy Jason Stark on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, my friend.
What's up, guys? I appreciate you adjusting with me this week.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah.
You ever been to Newport, Rhode Island, Jason?
I lived in Newport, Rhode Island. I love it.
You live there?
I did.
When did you live there?
Right after college.
Oh.
Yeah, nice place.
Yeah. A lot of white people there. No, we were just...
Yeah.
A friend of ours
was just there. She had a bachelorette party.
Yeah, she was talking about
she had a crazy time.
The stripper didn't strip. It's a big whole story, Jason. Yeah.
I mean, who gets a stripper, Jason, and then they don't even strip? Like, what's the point of doing that, right?
What are we even talking about?
Well, you know what show you're on, don't you? Hey, so I'm reading your piece on Friday, and you're taking the ABS and you're throwing it right in the toilet. We don't need any of it. It's making it all bad. The game sucks now. So go ahead. Let's talk about how it's all bad.
Yeah, I said none of that.
It was implied.
Okay. So I like ABS. It's great when you are at the park and the biggest cheer of the night is for the cartoon, or whether it's a ball or a strike.
Yeah, when it works.
It works. It works. The point I was trying to make, which you just trampled on, was that ABS is changing more than just how we call balls and strikes. Would you like me to explain what
yes,
I'm
please.
Talking about?
Yes, I would, because please. You had lots of stats and data to back up your point, so go ahead.
Yeah, right. So here is the interesting trend line that we're seeing, is walks are up, way up, in fact. This is going to be, if this continues, the highest rate of unintentional walks per game in the history of baseball. So think about that. And coincidentally, swinging at baseballs, heading batter's way, is going down. And I did the math, and at this rate, we'll see 10,000 fewer pitches swung at by hitters this year than last year. 10,000. And so I was just trying to make a point, which is, if you're going to try to design the best version of baseball, if you're starting from scratch, would you want less swinging and more walking, or would you want more action? And should baseball address that?
I understand what you're saying, but it's the first year of this experiment, and I think what's going to happen is pitchers are going to have to change the way that they pitch. You're going to have to pitch to more contact, because they're going to get killed by just walking guys constantly. So I know what you're saying, but also when we're talking about swinging, a lot of those were just swings and misses, too. Not necessarily putting the ball in play.
Like, it's hard to argue with that, but the rate of three true outcomes, which is strikeouts, walks, homers, which involves zero baseballs landing on the field itself, that is also up. So, I actually think you're exactly right, Mike. I mean, I talked to a lot of general managers, people inside Major League front offices for this piece, and that's really their reaction, is they've got to stress to pitchers that, like what a lot of pitchers did for a long time, which was try to hit the catcher's mitt, maybe just off the strike zone, and get a call. That doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So the guys who used to do that, I think some of them are having a big problem adjusting. It's the pitchers like the Jacob Mizorowskis of the world, the Chase Burns, guys who can just fill up the strike zone and get swings and misses in the zone, like that's a more valuable commodity than it has ever been at any point. And these other pitchers, they've got to figure it out.
Staying on the subject, Jason's beef, Jason Stark is with us while we're talking about ABS. And this didn't wind up affecting the game, but I know you saw that in Brewers Cubs here recently at Wrigley, that there was a technical glitch with the system. I would think that this would be happening a lot more in the first year of it, but what has the league talked about if there's a glitch and it actually affects a game and they don't catch it on the spot? Like, what's the protocol? Are they supposed to go to replay command to make sure that that gets corrected? Because we've seen, you like to call them the term tap off, we've seen games end on ABS plays. So what happens then?
Well, this is a really good question, because they've been on top of this from day one. They gave a big presentation on ABS at Media Day leading into spring training, and they admitted this will happen. I've seen it happen. There was a mm-hmm. pitch where two different pitches where one of them, the system didn't work at all. The other one, the umpire hit the wrong button, so only he knew there was a challenge. Nobody else knew in the park. And like their basic stance, if the entire system fails, is, hey, guess what? We got a human umpire standing there, and he just called a pitch, and we're going to go with that. That's their fail-safe. But they knew this was going to happen. In fact, I'll tell you a story. While they were testing out ABS, I went to the U.S. Open Tennis once.
Sure.
And they used the exact technology, right? Mm-hmm. The Hawkeye technology to call what's in and what's out. And so we're watching this match on one of the back courts, and all of a sudden, everything grinds to a halt. We can't figure it out. You know what happened? The Hawkeye system went down. So they actually waited till it rebooted. I'm talking about maybe 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah, that's a long time when you're in the flow of things. I'm kind of with you.
It, but they don't have humans.
I'm kind of with you.
We've
discussed like how much of this we want. I don't know if you were in agreement on that. I'd be cool if it just goes to, hey, we have a human being and he's the home plate umpire. If the system wound up being down or glitchy, put it into the rule book in the event that happens, then what the home plate umpire calls as bad or as good of a call as it is, that's the one that goes for right now.
Yeah, and that's what they're going to do. And it's not in the quote-unquote rule book, but it's in the set of guidelines that they've given out to everybody across the sport. So that can happen It will happen. We're all familiar with computers. They always work. They do not. So thank God for humans.
Jason, I'm going to go to Newport, Rhode Island. I'm going to think about you in your youth, just running wild. I'm sure you were just out of control.
Out of control. Yeah, you want to use that term? You use that term.
Do you eat a lot of seafood up there?
People as you roam the streets of Newport about me running out of control.
What, they have a lot of lobster up there? What was the seafood of choice up there?
I ate a lot of lobster.
Man, must be nice to get all those lobster rolls for just a basic lunch.
I mean,
what about a clam shack?
I had a few steamers in my day. You know, they call them, you know what Rhode Islanders call them, right?
What?
Quahogs.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I just like you saying I had a few steamers in my day. I just enjoyed that term.
What kind? What cities?
Little Cleveland?
No.
It's not.
No.
Good. Jason,
don't listen to that, Jason.
We're not talking to you this Monday too because it's Memorial Day. What the hell are we doing?
Oh, we are really on a streak of not talking on Monday.
Well, at some point next week, we will talk to you about steamers.
Let's do that.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Jason's beef with our guy, Jason Stark, on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. There's no such thing as a sports hero. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is slowing down due to an accident that's on King Avenue at Olentangy River Road. And you're looking at a 15-minute holdup on northbound 71 between 670 and Cook Road on the north side. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
God damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, gradually turning drier overnight into Thursday morning across central Ohio. On Thursday, turning sunny, a dry day, but still cool with low 70s across central Ohio. On Friday, dry in the morning, and then a high chance of rain afternoon and Friday night into Saturday morning. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Hey, kids. If you don't buckle down in school and do something productive with your free time, this is your future.
You guys ready to play like big boys yet? Huh? Maybe pick out your own outfits in the morning?
Listening to Common Man and Timmy.
It's a good, clean Wednesday, and I realize we haven't read any emails yet. We're going to remedy that in a second.
Not one.
Please do email us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. But, you know, I saw this today, and, you know, you grow up, and you think that there are heroes in sports. You got posters on your wall, and, you know, and you find out the ugly truth of these people. And, you know, OJ's a murderer, Cosby's a rapist.
Just a lot of bad, you know, bad guys out there.
I had a Cosby photo on my wall. It was a movie poster of Ghost Dad on my wall.
Of course.
Leonard Part 6.
Who didn't love that one?
But Joey Chestnut, I mean, he's one of the athletes of our generation.
One of the all-time greats.
He's the all-time hot dog champion.
Even left to go to the Live Tour for a second.
The Live Eating Tour?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all
kosher.
They
tried to banned
kosher
him.
Kosher Franks, though.
I think they ban him? Didn't he miss a year when he was doing Live?
What are you talking
Jaws,
about?
Joey Chestnut. He break away and do something else, and they were like, no,
oh,
no, no.
He had a different endorsement deal.
Yeah.
Right. He endorsed another
that crap around Nathan's
hot dog company that
right,
wasn't Nathan's.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was lost in that.
I wasn't really meaning he went to the Live
golf
tour.
I'm like, did the Saudis really have their own eating tour?
Well, shit.
I wouldn't put it past them.
You say that. I bet they're cooking up something.
Joey Chestnut pleaded guilty to misdemeanor battery last month before being sentenced to 180 days of probation per court records. Apparently, this guy went up to Joey Chestnut at a bar and said, hey, you're Joey Chestnut. I'd like to shake your hand. And so Joey Chestnut
said he shook his hand first.
Okay, and then punched him.
What?
In the face.
What's the rest of the story here?
Per the affidavit, Chestnut told law enforcement the following day during questioning that he was pretty drunk and didn't remember the bout. Chestnut said after watching the incident on video, his slap looked like a joke, and he didn't realize it was going to be reported.
So, hey, how you doing? Good to see you. Shakes hands.
Slaps him with an open...
insults or slurs thrown.
Open hand.
And then just smacks him with an open hand.
Yeah.
So is he...
There's video of it.
There's video.
And he was sentenced to probation. So, if he's allowed to compete 4th of July, you know, for the Nathan's thing, he's technically going to be on probation.
He should have to be wearing a bracelet of some kind, right?
Like an ankle monitor?
Like an anklet. Yeah, an electronic anklet. See? He didn't participate in the 24 contest after a spokesperson for MLE said he breached his contract by choosing to represent another hot dog brand.
I remember.
Yeah, and then his streak of 8 straight titles came to an end before last summer's return. And then he knocked down 70. I feel like he's around the same number almost every year. Last July, 70 and a half hot dogs in 10 minutes. 20 more than the reigning champ, that bum, Patrick Bertoletti, who finished with 46 and a half. We can't have him as a champ. He's doing like 20 to 25 less hot dogs.
Well, can I tell you something? Maybe he's a role model. Maybe he's out there helping the kids. Joey Chestnut slapping men in the face.
Speaking of hot dogs, I showed you, did a nice little hot dog lunch on Saturday, I believe it was. You know, we're there home enjoying the weekend.
Yeah.
Figured what better thing to do. I had a pack of Nathan's, speaking of the 4th of July eating contest, Nathan's all beef hot dogs right there in the fridge and 8 buns ready to go. And I was proud that Jack and myself, we killed the whole package. It's good to see him actually want more than one hot dog for a change.
He's a growing boy. He should have many hot dogs.
I cooked him 2. I figured that would be it. You know what he says to me after he was done? He said, Dad, those are so good. Would you mind firing me up a couple more hot dogs? I said, son, I'd be happy to.
Uh-huh.
Went right back out there, turned on the Tyvus Blackstone, threw him back on. And I thought this was a pretty good little glizzy here. I just had the...
What'd you put on there?
I had a nice char, right? I think the char is
nice
pretty good.
Nice char dog, yeah.
What do you got on there? Line of mustard.
I can see it.
I
want you to tell me what you put on there.
I got a relish. You like that relish?
It's fine.
Is it
a sweet or a dill?
Sweet.
Sweet relish?
Vlasic.
Yeah.
A Vlasic relish. And a couple.
Not a Clausen? Not a Jimmy Clausen?
No, not a Jimmy. Got the classic Vlasic. And then a little line of ketchup.
Yeah.
The whole gambit.
With the...
Like the hot dog race hot dog.
With the ketchup on the dog.
The mustard, relish, ketchup, the 3 ingredients that race each other at all the ballparks
around
the country.
Now, was that a hot dog you made for a 5-year-old that just happened to be in your backyard, or was that for you? Just wondering.
I see.
Just wondering how it goes.
I see.
Hey, Reimer, you like a little ketchup on your hot dog?
Absolutely.
Of course you do. See that? There's your partner right over there. Look at this guy.
Reimer, you know about the Nathans?
Yeah. I know about the Nathans.
What about the Hebrew National?
So let me tell you, let me get this straight. You went for a premium brand, a premium cut in the hot dog game. You splurged for the all beef Nathans. You didn't go like some sort of, you know,
no, I won't.
Pork ass
no,
meat.
No, I'm not doing
sugar dale,
I'm not doing chicken and
whatever
pork.
The hell you're doing, right?
I'll do the Sugardale all beef.
You went for the premiere.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Stands on its own. You could just have that by itself. Be good eating. Right? And you decided to defile that lovely dog, all beef Nathan's, with some ketchup.
We agree on many things, but there's some we do not. And I don't think that you are resorted to a bum status if you feel like putting a tiny line of ketchup on
you.
A weekend hot dog.
I agree
or
with
if
you.
You're at a ballpark and ingredients are pretty much there to just the basic three. I thought I was doing right by using all three ingredients.
Is Nathan's
in the ballpark
not
race?
An all beef Nathan's.
It was delicious.
Not
and I thought
one
it
of
enhanced
the
it.
Cream of the crop hot dogs you can buy.
I could have used maybe like a spicy stadium mustard. That would also be good.
Cream of the answer my question.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you paid a premium price for
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, it was a whole like $6 for that pack.
Well, I'm glad you're just pulling it out of your ass. It doesn't matter, huh? I'll tell you a little story about my
yes,
first
Mike,
year. My first year
hot dogs.
Working here at the Fan. My first year.
Yeah.
And this is when I still thought Kirk Herbstreit was a good guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
We went out to dinner. We went to the Mitchell Steakhouse.
I don't like this.
No, but you want to hear the story or not?
I know what you're doing.
Do you want to hear the story?
And I don't
want to hear
like
it. I know. Reimer wants to hear it. So we went to the Mitchell's Steakhouse. You know, Herbie walks in and he's like the mayor of the Mitchell's, right? Everybody knows Herbie. Oh, Kirk Herbstreit.
Hey, how you doing? Hey.
This is before Herbie started bringing his dog just everywhere he went.
Hey, you got a steak for Peter?
Right.
Hey.
No, Peter wasn't alive then.
Oh,
I was Peter that night. So it was me and Herbie and a couple different people because, you know, Herbie, I wasn't too important enough to go to dinner with just
there?
Herbie. Yeah, Fitzy was there.
Was he,
That's right. Fitzy was there. And so we go to the Mitchells and, you know, Herbie's really palling it up. Right? He's really, hey, yeah, give me that ribeye.
The chef I said hi.
You know, all these real men order ribeyes, right? Gives you the big speech about how to eat a steak. Got to get it cooked this way, got to get it cut this way. And they bring this big bone-in ribeye over to Herbie, and he looks at it.
Would you just say it already?
He looks at it like it's a co-edit brothers. He looks at that thing and says, ooh, doggy. He looks at it.
The very doggy he would later take with him.
And then, style. And then, he looks at the waiter. He says, Garcon? Whatever the waiter's name is.
Garcon.
You know, this steak looks really good. You got any, got any Heinz 57 back there?
No, not Heinz 57.
Got any ketchup for me?
Ketchup.
Yeah. But Heinz 57 is the ketchup.
Well, what's the other Heinz? What's the condiment that's not ketchup? The Heinz that's just the number.
Well, 57 varieties of ketchup. That's the whole thing. Heinz 57.
So this is not the same. This is not the same.
No, it is the same.
No,
it's ketchup.
No.
He's putting ketchup.
You're talking about a bum putting ketchup on a fine steak. I fired up the grill on a Saturday afternoon.
I gotta tell
and
you.
Had a couple of glizzies. And I know it's douchey to say glizzy, but I can't stop because the world is doing it
you
now.
You had
the glizzy
steak of tube meats.
Tube meats.
And you decided to defile it with some ketchup.
Do you like the term glizzy or meat missile better?
What do you think, Reimer? Meat missile?
Meat missile or glizzy?
Absolutely meat missile.
Did you see, I saw on Twitter, there's a golf club somewhere that puts an actual stamp, like a grill mark stamp on the outside of the hot dog bun. How cool of a look is that?
I have not seen that. That would
be
crazy. That would be really nice.
Yeah, I think everybody should try to get on that.
I have a question.
Like a little brand for the hot dog bun.
Did Herbie finish the steak?
No.
Oh, what is it even like to be sitting at a table where you can smell that ketchup? Because the smell of a well-cooked steak is one of the most unbelievable scents.
I have the same thoughts about a good char dog.
Stop.
You know, you got that dog on the grill, get a good char on it.
Look what you did.
What did I do?
Look what you did.
Is Fishy in there?
We were going to do good, clean emails.
I thought Fishy showed up.
And now it's 4:28. Look what you did.
We don't have anything planned for 4:30.
Jerk.
Look what you did.
Timmy's the same because he put ketchup on a little hot dog on a Saturday afternoon.
Hey,
it's the same as doing that
steak
on a
like
steak
Timmy.
Griffin at Hyde Park.
I just want you to look over at Gomer Pyle in there.
And say,
because this
you're
the
him.
Same. Right? You're the same. You're the same as Reimer.
He's a good, clean boy.
He's very clean.
He's a good man.
I finished
my
steaks.
You don't like him?
No, I love him. He's great.
We love you, Reimer.
Hey, love you guys too.
Reimer, you know about love? You ever been in love?
I am right now.
He's married with a child, so.
Oh, he didn't marry the child.
That was well done. I like that. You did a good job on that. I see what you did.
That would be a little bit weird. Lawrence Taylor producing the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, number 56. Who's that? Karl Malone over there?
Sometime Karl Malone look up at sky.
All right, come on. Good clean emails. In 2 minutes.
God damn it.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's an accident blocking the right lane and causing a 5-minute delay on westbound 70 on the east side at Bryce Road. And you're going to hit a 10-minute slowdown on northbound 315 from I-70 to Ackerman Road. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool, shaded retreat. Up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at sunsetter.com. That's sunsetter.com. Life's better under a Sunsetter. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
When Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
There's a greater than 0% chance Common Man gets fired before this show is over. You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Hey, we found Dr. Fauci.
You guys got to turn on
QVC.
First of all, they're selling a crumb cake.
Oh, man, what is this one?
It's got so much fruit in it. It looks so delicious. Right, just bursting with peach and blueberry.
What is this one? Is this like a cornbread cake?
It's a crumb cake. I think it's full of peach.
That's
the first one was blueberry. Now it's peach.
By the way,
Reimer, I know you're sort of new to the radio business, but you know how you really get good ratings? Describe what you're watching on QVC on the radio, which is what we're doing now.
We got a guy that's like 9 feet tall, looks like Herman Munster, and then we have Dr. Fauci, who's now a chef.
The guy who's making these crumb cakes looks like Anthony Fauci, and he's maybe, 4'7", this guy?
Oh, he's like a jockey. You think he's into the cockfighting?
Aren't they all?
Yes. Yes. You think they fly private down to the cockfights? Do you think they have, like, a big wig? Like, if you're kind of based in Kentucky, because that's where all the horse racing happens, right? Maybe we even have some horse racing hubs in Ohio. I'm not sure. Like, Southern Ohio. I know, like,
there's horse racing out west.
You know about the Reimer. You know about the Darby Creek at the Metro Parks.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't know if you were describing the golf course or not.
Jack Bauer's calling.
Marconi's up.
Our award's ready. Is it like Jackson Smith and Jigba's award? It does not. A lot of grammatical errors. It's just something.
It's a good, clean
something else
Wednesday.
Entirely.
We haven't read one email.
Let's go. All right.
4:30. I made a promise today. I said we're going to read a lot of emails.
We're going to get them all. I'm going to read every single email, as bad as it is, as short as it is, as good as it is, whatever.
All right.
So AF chimes in and says, my GCBs.
The biggest load that we've seen.
See, I need your take on this, because we keep getting a lot of ideas to this, but we are part to blame because we push the envelope on this, and we have a lot of fun with our friend Coco. So new idea to pitch to Nicole, our radio queen, have listeners compete for a date with her. Some sort of competition full of stuff that she would want to see, so she gets to kind of choose it. Screen people so no weirdos, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, we'll do our best.
There are listeners.
Right. I don't know if there's enough screening that can go on. Trivia, sports, whatever, you name it. Thinking like jousting plus Billy Madison decathlon. So what do you think about that?
I think we could arrange something.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Would 10TV ever air any of it, though?
No, because that actually has some personality to it.
Well, we could put it on our own YouTube channel.
We could.
And that could be pretty fun. All right, let's go to Greg. Hello, Common Man.
Hi, Greg.
Just play the thing. It's not a
Ooh,
whatever.
That's called sometimes choke time, coach.
So he addressed me.
But he doesn't want to talk to you.
No.
Okay, good.
And he said,
I like Greg.
He said, he says this, I love your guys' show. So I'm one of the other guys. I ain't a guy and I ain't on the show. But here he says, I really enjoyed the show yesterday when you were talking about must-see TV. And I read, and I already looked into this, and I did not know it. I read that George Clooney, not only was he in ER, the medical show.
He was in ER, the sitcom.
He was in a failed comedy also called ER.
Yeah, How about that?
But what are some of your other favorite must-see TV shows that we didn't get to yesterday?
Well, there were a lot.
100 of them, probably,
some were
that got
successful,
the branding.
Some were not. We didn't bring up the Kirstie Alley vehicle, Veronica's Closet.
Lingerie shop owner.
It was like Victoria's
Secret.
Yeah,
like Victoria's Secret type of thing.
Veronica's Closet. You had Just Shoot Me.
David Spade. Kind of got a jump start
George
into
Siegel.
The next part of his career on that show.
Yeah.
Who's the woman? Who's the lead on Just Shoot Me? What was her name? I can't remember the actress's name.
Like Cucanuno or whatever her name was.
Yeah,
like one of those types of names.
Cucucino?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I think it was a good Italian name.
It was a good Italian name. What about Third Rock from the Sun?
Yeah, it was probably on the edge of my must-see TV.
John Lithgow?
I wasn't a huge fan of that show.
Me neither. French Stewart with the forehead and the eyes.
You know, now that I think of it.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Don't.
You,
I'm not a French Stewart.
You kind of look like French Stewart.
I'm turning more into like a Francesa with like the puffy, slick back hair.
I got to tell you.
It's no French Stewart.
If Francesa.
French Stewart's
and
wrong.
French Stewart
no,
had
no.
a baby.
No.
If you turned Francesa and French Stewart into a lesbian woman.
Stop.
Could be you.
What about, there were some reboots we didn't hit. The Michael Richards Show.
That was not good. That was not on for a long time.
Not really a reboot, but using an actor from one of the famous shows that was already part of must-see TV.
Well,
Joey
was an actual continuation.
Spinoff of Friends. Said Will and Grace yesterday, right? We didn't mention Scrubs. Scrubs was pretty popular.
Scrubs was not must-see TV. That was ABC. Wasn't it?
No. Scrubs was NBC.
It was?
Yeah. Yeah. Scrubs was part of must-see TV. And do you know what the very, very last must-see TV was? This was in the spring of 2006. At least
Didn't
a couple.
Scrubs moved to ABC? Was it on two different networks?
That happened a lot. That has happened
I
a lot
swear
in TV.
To God, it was on ABC
something
for a
gets,
period of time.
Something gets canceled, might get picked up for the end of the run if another network sees right. moving it to a certain day. You had a show called Four Kings, which I honestly couldn't tell you
the
that
name
one.
Sounds familiar.
Will and Grace was on that
Will
final
and
run. And then My Name is Earl and The Office sneaking in to the end of must-see TV before the branding and the marketing just sort of went away. And then ER. ER was still in the mix right there.
News Radio.
Oh, God. Yeah, News. Hold on. News Radio. I was looking at that one and I don't know why I didn't mention that in the history lesson or the quiz. I had some things jotted down on it. Listen to all the guys that were in that. So Dave Foley from the Canadian version of like SNL. What was that show called? Kids in the Hall.
Yeah.
Steven Root, who Red Stapler guy from Office Space. Like he's a classic that guy in comedy movies. He's in Dodgeball. He's in a ton.
Good in everything.
Yeah,
he's in.
He's good. Andy Dick. He was in the show. Maura Tierney.
Like
What?
Reimer. You like Andy Dick?
I know. Grady Dick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same last name.
Yeah.
Andy's probably his father. You got...
I don't think so.
You got Joe Rogan was in News Radio. Wasn't he like the custodian or the electrician or something?
He was one of them.
You had Phil Hartman. Obviously, Phil Hartman.
John Lovitz was that.
John Lovitz was on News Radio. So that one, that probably of all the must-see TV outside of maybe like the big bangers like a Seinfeld or a Friends had the best cast right there. All right, let's get to some more here. John says, my GCBs.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
My 9-year-old son is sometimes a GCB, and he sent us a little picture his youth hockey team. It's a team photo, which is pretty cool. They won their division championship, so congratulations to you guys. And he said, back when I invited Timmy to come out and play adult beginner hockey, that's when he first chimed in with us. Do you remember that guy saying that he would invite me out when I sort of was just wondering? I bought all the equipment. You remember me telling you that?
You bought hockey equipment?
It's been collecting dust in my attic for 15 years. This was when I was still living in North Carolina, and I was in my mid-upper 20s, even before we had Jack. I had always just had a curiosity about just playing some ice hockey, just getting into a beer league. Something that I never got to do in my youth.
I can't see you doing that.
And I wanted to do it. Right. I know. I can't now. I am scared to death to get off my ass and take up somebody on their offer to help sort of, you know, inch me into that. But I have all the equipment. It's old now, but it's never been touched.
And it fit you 15 years ago?
Hey, man, I got to tell you about the doctor appointment today. We didn't do that, but my weight is fine. It's fine.
I know that maybe your weight is the same as it was 15 years ago, but you don't have the same proportions. You're getting to Tyvus ass territory.
All right, so he went on to say, I wanted you both to know that my son, the hockey player, was humming to himself while we were cleaning up after dinner.
Yeah.
And he's listening, and he says, I've got that Common Man song stuck in my head. The heavy metal one. And he's saying, Walker told me I have AIDS.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
That one.
Fine.
Just like that. And he says, so now I have to explain both Walker, Texas Ranger, and the human immunodeficiency virus.
Hey,
at least I spent,
I'm helping you out.
At least I spent a couple of years as an HIV researcher.
Hey, let me tell you something. John. God forbid you have a conversation with your kid.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Also, if you want to set up a nice arranged marriage, I have a 9-year-old daughter. You have a 9-year-old son. He clearly has a nice sense of humor.
He's a hockey player.
A hockey player,
yeah,
good
he's
athlete,
be an athlete,
right? So maybe we do a little.
I like that.
A little meet and greet.
I like you. Know, Haley Joel Osment was a kid when he said the line.
Haley Joel Osment was a kid. What does that mean?
He was a kid when Walker told him he had AIDS.
Right.
He told him. He told him. That he had AIDS.
A grown man.
Just a...
Told a little kid.
A ranger.
You know, I went back and watched that episode to try and understand the context.
The whole episode?
Yeah, I skimmed it. So his mom was like a intravenous drug user. Haley Joel Osment.
Did he really have AIDS?
The character had AIDS. I don't think Haley Joel Osment has AIDS. But, you know, it's rough for him.
Yeah.
Because, you know...
He contracted it from his drug addict mother?
His mom, in Forrest Gump, was a big, giant whore who had AIDS.
Oh, Jenny?
Jenny. And then to Walker, Texas Ranger, his mom was a big, giant whore.
The same AIDS that Jenny had
got
him in Walkerland.
Yeah.
It's like how in must-see TV, sometimes they would connect the universes, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's a blackout night.
The blackout night,
yeah.
Where every single show was stuck with the same blackout in New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's clever.
All right, let's do some more emails. And the NFL has done something, but I don't think they've gone far enough. We'll talk about it next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute slowdown on westbound 161 between Beach Road and Hamilton Road. And be aware of a crash that's blocking the right lane on southbound 71 on the north side at Gemini Place. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and Timmy are putting together a hangout at the radio station for a small amount of listeners. Pizza will be involved. Ping pong, too. Lots of inappropriate conversation. And don't forget, pin the tail on Teddy. Tell Man and Timmy why you're the perfect guest by emailing goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
Presented by Billiards Plus and sponsored by the Ohio Poultry Association.
The event takes place Thursday, June 11th, and all email submissions must be in by June 1st. Enter today.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Please take note of this warning. This show will mess you up. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. We'll get back to your emails. Good Clean Wednesday. Get in touch with us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. NFL owners have voted on two more international games for 2027. That brings the total to 10 next year. There's currently 8.
Let's get it to 17.
I want more.
Yeah, or whatever makes sense to almost make it the full season. But I'd like to start at week one.
I want more.
And, give me another window for week one. We want more football. We're looking at Wednesday to start the season.
I know. There's a lot of people out there. They take offense to the international expansion of what we like to think is American tradition.
Taking our game.
But you know what? It's spreading. It's spreading.
It's spreading?
Yes, it's spreading.
It's bigger than you expected?
Like the very AIDS that Haley Joel Osment has.
Yeah.
It's spreading. You're sharing the values of football, the wonderful game that we've invented, with the rest of the world. And, selfishly, I love those Sunday morning 9:30 kickoffs. I think that should be a permanent window. I want 9:30 every single week. That would make me very happy.
You want an email now?
I would indeed, yeah.
I got one from Mikey that says, my GCBs.
Hey, how you doing? My name's Kirk Herbstreet of ESPN.
Give me some ketchup for my steak.
This one says, Reimer, you know about the Pride and Prejudice?
You ever see the Pride and Prejudice?
Do you?
I have not. And when you guys were talking about it, I searched a Mr. Darcy. When just so I could get a visual,
But you know that that's a show, right? That
yes,
it's a Jane Austen thing.
It's not a show. You said it like it's a sitcom.
Is it a movie or a show? It's a movie.
It's a movie.
It's a movie. It's a book. Book turned into the movie. Then I just got confused with Downton Abbey, which is a show.
You know who's in the Pride and Prejudice? At least one of the newer versions of it. I think one of the most underrated hot women of all time, Keira Knightley.
Was a Hugh Jackman in Pride and Prejudice?
I don't care about him. I don't think we talk about Keira Knightley enough.
What's she been up to lately?
I don't care. But
she's great.
She's
Pirates of the Caribbean, right?
Someone like her is normally not my type because she's very thin and angular. All right? I tend to go for more of a voluptuous, I don't know why I said it like that, like Martin Short as Jiminy Glick.
Voluptuous.
What is it? What do you like about this?
Voluptuous.
Now we have dueling Glicks.
I'm dating Meryl Streep. Did you know?
Do you know that they're dating?
No.
Martin Short and Meryl Streep.
No.
Yeah.
Streep and Short. Short and Streep.
It's two good actors right there.
You like to say, I contend a lot. tell me why.
Keira Knightley.
Why do you do that?
You like the Pirates of the Caribbean, Reimer?
I've only seen the first one.
Well, she's in it.
No. Nice.
Judy was in the Pride and Prejudice.
Did we get any confirmation that the woman I saw Aaron Rodgers posing with yesterday
No, that's fake,
is
man.
His wife?
No, that's not. That's an AI.
Oh, I didn't know. Did Dom Tabari make that? She looked like female Captain Jack Sparrow.
Did you see her? She had like a tattoo on her head.
He's weird.
I know, but there's no way that was real until we learn more about that. Let's go back to some emails here. Saul, Better Call Saul, says, my sea jockeys.
I love grass.
Says, I need an early ruling here. I'm at the Marysville McAuliffe's Ace Hardware, which I contend.
He contends.
Is the greatest hardware store in the state.
Wow.
Ask T-Bone. T-Bone loves a good hardware store.
He does?
I was going to say. I'm asking you. You did a show with him for 12 years.
Do they sell burritos there?
You know what they sell at the Ace? You know what? They don't sell these a lot of places.
What?
A candy that I contend.
You contend.
Is one of the best candies in America.
Salted nut roll?
Reimer, you ever do a salted nut roll?
No, I have not.
Red wrapper?
Nope.
Oh,
you like peanuts?
You like a payday, Reimer?
Yeah, I do like a payday.
Yeah, you like a payday, you're going to love this.
Okay.
I'm going to get you some.
Okay.
He seems lukewarm
about peanuts. I don't. They're not my favorite.
No, but these are salted, and then you bite into that, and it's got just a nice,
I don't want to waste a nut roll on him. He's not going to appreciate the nut roll.
What if he does, though?
You know where they have the nut roll?
Menards.
Menards, right
save.
By you.
You ever save big money?
Absolutely.
Yep. You don't have one up there in Plain City, though.
No. You know that Menards is from Wisconsin. It's where it started there. Like,
actually?
Fondue Lick or whatever it is. Yeah. Hmm. Something like that.
Fondue Lick?
Something like that.
Not from here in Ohio.
Fondue Lake?
Lick.
Fondle? Fondue Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Meyer from then? If Menards is Wisconsin, is Meyer Wisconsin outfit too?
I know Kohl's is from Wisconsin.
Maybe Meyer's. How do I not know where Meyer is from?
What about Vandalay Industries?
Of my head?
It's Jerry's apartment.
Uh huh. We know Vandalay Industries. Uh-huh. Don't tell us. Meyer is from Walker. Told me I have AIDS, Michigan. Walker, Michigan.
Told me I have AIDS.
Frederick Meyer.
That's the founder?
He's their guy. He had a vision.
German, I assume, with the spelling of that name.
Yeah.
No, don't you dare take my German accent now.
Want to take a local store and make it Midwest region, yeah.
Don't take my German accent.
Sorry.
Also that, it was, when you say it.
Reimer, you do a good German accent?
No.
No?
Don't even know how.
Oh, hello, Jacob Rhyme Time. How is my little nacho boy doing over there? You're doing a good job.
I need some nachos.
Did you make your beefy cheesy nachos today?
No, I did not.
Beefy cheesy.
That's
beefy
funny.
Cheese.
You know what? Speaking of
beefy cheesy nachos.
Speaking of nachos, I have a story about Taco Bell. Taco Bell is unleashing a new item.
You're gonna love this.
And I gotta tell
Reimer.
You, this
you're
is
love it.
This
oh,
is
baby.
A good thing.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna tell you about it next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a 10-minute delay on northbound 270 on that east outer belt, going from 670 to 161. And you're going to hit a 5-minute slowdown on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from 161 to Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. The Blue Jackets today confirmed the passing of Bill Davidge, one of the original broadcasters for the team as well as the scout. The 71-year-old Davidge played at Ohio State and helped start the hockey program at Miami, Ohio. In the playoffs tonight, Game 1, Western Finals, Vegas at Colorado. NBA playoffs, San Antonio at Oklahoma City. College baseball, Ohio State stayed alive in the Big Ten tournament at Omaha, beating Rutgers today 3-2. Pierce Herrenbrock with a complete game on the mound. Clippers won twice today, beating Louisville 7-5. Completion of a suspended game, winning the regularly scheduled game. Game 2-1. Cincinnati Reds won their second in a row, beating Philadelphia 9-4. Cleveland Guardians continue their series in Detroit tonight. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today, 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Man uses his droopy sack for a bath mat.
Santa's not the only one with a big red sack full of goodies.
You're listening to Man and Tammy.
Let me tell you something. By the way, this dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. We're talking about leftovers, okay?
Yeah. Now, yeah. You said something interesting that you could do this out of leftover spaghetti.
My wife.
Your wife.
Has an aversion to leftovers. And it drives me nuts because it's perfectly good food. You have it for another day. It takes care of the meal. You don't have to cook or worry about what's for dinner. I'll tell you what's for dinner. What's what we had the other nights for dinner.
Right. We had too much of it. We have that same problem in our house. I don't know why.
Let me tell you what you do with leftovers. This works for pretty much anything. Okay. We, growing up, Italian household, we always had leftover frittata.
Frittata.
Okay. Frittata is essentially just a egg dish,
like an egg mess, just whatever you got,
right?
Whatever you got,
and you can put any leftover you have. You got nachos, Reimer? You got your little nachos, your little bean and cheese? Not go ahead.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Throw it in there.
Mm.
Put about 5-6 eggs in a skillet. You put the nacho fixings
even
in
like
there,
even like the taco meat that was over from the night before.
Absolutely, you put
throw
all
that back in the skillet.
You can
it's
add to it if you want.
On it, but
you can
what?
You can
so what?
You can dice some onion, green pepper, if you want to add some fresh ingredients to it.
Right,
and
right.
You slide it in the oven, 400 degrees for about 10 minutes. There's no scrambling of the egg; it just sort of cooks into an egg loaf. It's delicious.
I love that.
It's delicious
yeah.
way to use. Leftovers. So next time you have something in the house, even if it's some leftover pasta, you'd think, I can't put pasta with eggs. Yes, you can. Ooh, frittata.
Pasta with the eggs.
Yes, you can.
The pasta noodles.
Yes.
Taste good with the eggs.
Taste delicious.
Even if I put the noodle in the skillet?
Absolutely.
And let that warm up that way?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. Because
as a matter of fact, you can get in the skillet first, get a little crispy crunchy on the noodle,
then add
your egg in, and then slide everything into the oven.
So,
it's very easy, and it's hands off.
I'm starting from scratch tonight, and I have my doctor's appointment, which I'll get to. So
well, you keep saying that.
Hold on. We're talking about food now. I'll get back to that. So, you know, we had this thing recently where we had like a nice little blow up about the dinner menu. We had gotten into a habit of a little chalkboard on the kit in the kitchen. And I think it's nice. I think it's a neat thing. We try and we don't have to stick to it. It doesn't have to be the Bible, but it just helps free up our mental capacity if we plot out what the dinners are. Like we have a few ideas. We're like, okay, that sounds good for Tuesday.
That's
throw
right.
It, throw it up on the board.
The week
that
can
sounds
get hectic.
Good on Thursday. Throw that up there.
Yeah.
So there was like a couple weeks went by that I guess like I didn't like put any dinners up on the chalkboard. You know, she has a bunch of ideas. She can throw them up there. I can, you know, walk by and say, all right, that looks good. Like, I agree. Or I could say, hey, you know, do you mind if we do erase this on Thursday? Do you mind if we do this? Like, I think I might be craving this later in the week. So we had no ideas yet because we had something on Monday and then we had the band concert last night. So that was an X out. So we picked up pizza. So that's what we did. So we're getting into the middle of the week here. We haven't had to plot out dinner. So it was kind of late in the game. And I said that I felt like a breakfast skillet tonight. I was telling you about this
in
the break.
Sounds delicious.
Which got you talking about the frittata. And I'm starting from scratch. We don't have any leftovers. So I'd make it all myself. And it's a nice, like, quick and easy thing.
What would you put in there?
I would go.
Some hash browns?
I'd do a little hash browns. Reimer, I'd do a little peppers and onions.
There you go.
Like red pepper,
what
green pepper,
sweet
onions.
Little, pork sausage.
Pork sausage.
Yeah.
Just a cheap, you know, a James Dean, a Jimmy Dean. Dean. Jimmy Dean, James Dean. I'd do a little, you know, hot sausage or just your maple, you know, pork sausage roll.
Yeah.
Get that going. Chop that up like real fine. Like that like real
almost
fine.
Almost a chorizo type of thing.
Yeah.
Actually, that would be good.
Chorizo sausage is great.
I don't know if chorizo is easy
cheaper
to get.
Too. No, it's one of the cheaper meats.
They have it at Meijer?
Yeah. They have it. I think they have it in ground as well.
You just go up to the Meijer and
they get anything you want.
Give
man.
Me the chorizo.
Oh, you want chorizo?
No, that's German. German. They don't do chorizo there.
Well, I know, but it's Frederick Meijer. He's running the show.
I see.
It's his store.
It's no sausage.
Yeah.
It's no Frankfurter, but it's pretty damn good.
You're damn right it is. So I'd throw all that in there. And you know, this is the beauty of it. You can just have that. You can have the hash browns on the side. What I like to do, throw it all in the same thing.
I like
thing.
To put the potatoes right in there.
In, mix it up. You can do like a little Frank's Red Hot. You can do like a fresh salsa. I've got like the delicious pico
put
from
pico
Sam's, the Members Mark.
Oh, yeah.
Just spoon that on there. You could do a little breakfast taco. Right?
Can I tell you something, too?
And I, you know what
it's,
I you know
It's
what
a
I
good
like?
Way to get a cheap protein, too, because eggs are, well, in theory, eggs are cheap.
No, they're not that bad anymore. I'm getting the two dozen brown egg pack at Sam's for like under $5.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Unbelievable.
You know what? It all evens out. I just paid $7 for gas, so there you go.
So I had this idea, and I thought I had done this great thing. We hadn't had the dinner menu, which I then, like when she went to work, I put items all the way through Sunday,
yeah,
which can be altered. I don't care, but I at least like made the effort and put the items down. And
she didn't appreciate it.
You know, for the breakfast skillet idea, she said she'd have time to go to the store. And all I got after I came up with that was, okay.
I don't care for that.
I said, well, I'm like, if you don't like that idea, feel free to come up with something else. All right. We'll see.
So what's it going to be?
We'll see. A little thing called you'll see. So I don't know if my breakfast for dinner idea is going to stick tonight. I sure hope it does because I'm kind of craving it right now.
Can I tell you, too, what I used to do back in the day? And again, all leftovers would go inside eggs. I don't know if it's just a thing in my house growing up, but...
Maybe so. I didn't know that many people to just throw everything.
A lot of the Italian families did it like that.
I'll tell you though, my dad, even if it was not leftovers, my dad would love, he would call it the egg mess. Like this would be like his
garbage plate
big thing.
Egg mess.
And you know what? I guess to a point, it would be during a beach week. So you know how you kind of overbuy when you have a big family staying in a big beach house or a condo. In a four-bedroom place, and so he would use all the protein shrimp if we had
let me tell you,
night, and he'd throw all that in there.
Good,
it's really good
in eggs, and that is if you have a little leftover manwich, have a little leftover sloppy
really?
Joe. Oh, yeah,
really,
baby? You put the sloppy.
Yeah, I can see
Robert,
that.
You like the sloppy Joe?
I can see that.
It's okay,
just okay.
Man, I don't.
Man,
I don't care for this at all.
Put him with Sarah with the breakfast tacos tonight, man.
Would you not have my favorite thing.
Would you have breakfast skillet with me tonight?
Absolutely.
Would you be excited about it, though?
Yeah, I'd love
would
breakfast
Would you have a smile
dinner?
On your face
I
if
might
I invited
go home and make
you
an
over.
Egg sandwich now when I get home.
It's a beautiful thing. For an egg sandwich? What would you put on it?
I would just do egg and cheese, maybe put a little bacon on it.
Yes.
You got to have some sort of meat on there, right?
Yeah. Or I would just put the bacon on the side and just eat it by itself.
You're an idiot.
Here we go.
Put it on the sandwich.
Here we go. We're making a sandwich, right?
Put a meat on the sandwich.
Yes, that's right.
A meat, egg, cheese. That's like the three things you gotta have. Then you can add to it.
You ever put a little like hollandaise sauce on there?
Yes. Oh, of course.
You like a hollandaise, right?
No, not really.
I'm not even going to ask you anymore. I'm just going to just, you like it? Not even forming words. You like a little?
What do you got?
Taco Bell has introduced nacho fries.
Yeah.
Topped with the cheese goo.
Delicious.
They have a very good goo.
Yeah, they do have a good goo there.
Pico de gallo.
Yeah.
And this is the big thing for Taco Bell because I can't remember
them
doing this.
Listen to this, Nacho Boy. Listen to this, Nacho
Maybe
Boy.
Maybe they've done it and I've just forgotten about it, but they have added shredded beef.
Oh, I don't think they've ever had a shredded beef.
I'm sure maybe.
They have to bring T-Bone in here
to tell us for sure.
Is he the expert?
Yes.
In Taco Bell meat?
Yes. Yes, he is. But shredded beef.
Shredded beef.
I mean, you got the barbacoa. It's delicious.
It's delicious.
Love it. That would be a killer item for a nacho boy like you.
In Mexico.
Sounds phenomenal.
What the barbacoa traditionally is. Because here, it's just the braised beef, like braised, a shredded beef.
Right,
but
right. What is it down there?
In Mexico, it's braised lamb head.
Ah, yeah. Lamb head.
Lamb head.
Has to be the lamb head.
Yeah, the head.
Not the body.
No.
Not the body of lamb.
Mm-mm.
Body of lamb. Sounds like a Catholic school.
Well, Lamb of God is one of the bands that T-Bone likes.
Mm-hmm. Lamb
they
of something.
They sing stuff like
Rack
this.
It's being hummed all across the city.
All right, more good, clean emails. And Iowa State's AD has had enough of the Big Ten and the SEC. Details next. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is moving slow due to a crash on Alum Creek Drive at Watkins Road. And we also have an accident at the intersection of Carl Road and East Cook Road causing some delay. This report is sponsored by Put-in Bay Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. Give them joy on Put-in Bay. Laughter jumping into the pool. Delight from a hole-in-one. And amusement riding a train, golf cart, and carousel. Plan your next everyday island getaway today at visitputinbay.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, gradually turning drier overnight into Thursday morning across central Ohio. On Thursday, turning sunny, a dry day, but still cool with low 70s across central Ohio. On Friday, dry in the morning, and then a high chance of rain afternoon and Friday night into Saturday morning. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
This show features two Nicoles. One gives you useful traffic information. The other one yells, "What up, bitches?"
Who's ready to party?
Here's Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. When it comes to something like replacing your windows, you want to be sure you're making the right decision. You want something that's going to last, something that actually makes a difference in your home, and something you can feel good about investing in. Enter Universal Windows Direct, because right now when you buy two windows, you get two free, and there's no limit. The more you upgrade, the more you save. If you need 50 windows, you pay for 25. It's that simple. Plus, 24 months with no payments and no interest. That's two whole years, Timmy. I mean, we're going to be dead in 2 years.
What's the quality of that window?
Oh, my. Quality. You could just press your significant other right up against that window and go to town.
Wow. It'll hold?
And the seal's not going to hold.
Oh, it will hold.
It will hold.
Oh, it'll hold. I mean, hold them up.
It was going to hold.
You could just, nice cans.
Mm-hmm. And a $500 bonus off your home improvement project. There's a lot of window companies out there. Which one should you trust? The one that pays me. Universal Windows Direct. Give them a call, 614-502-5220, or visit universalwindowsdirect.com.
All right, so this is like the longest tease in the history of the show. We had a wheel that we spun, and we never got to the third thing. I have my annual physical this morning, all right? And unlike Panama Ted, I sacked up, more on that in a second, and I got into work here. I got the blood drawn.
Teddy has a phobia.
Got the little mark there on the left arm. I told him, use my non-pong arm.
He's got a needle phobia, and so he can't help it, Timmy. He tries, but if you've ever wondered
why they make you stay at the pharmacy for 10 minutes after you get a vaccine. It's because guys like Ted pass out.
And Reimer.
And Rhyme Time, too.
That's passed
and
me. Out.
Yeah. I don't like the needle.
Although you passed out over something that wasn't even happening to you. It was happening to your wife.
You were holding your wife's hand.
Yes. And there was some discomfort with her, and I wasn't looking at it. And just, I could feel how uncomfortable she was as they were trying to put the needle into her, and didn't like that.
No.
Like the way she was squeezing my hand, I felt her. Like
you were responding to her discomfort.
Yes.
Yeah.
So here's how this went.
And that's why he passes out every single time they have sex.
Yeah. Well, it's that exhilarating.
He can feel how uncomfortable she is.
Anything that gets put in there, he's uncomfortable and he passes out.
And then Walker told him.
Yeah. And then Walker told him he has AIDS. Hopefully you're able to get a little bit of the work done before that happens, though. So with this annual physical, I love my doctor, Dr. Meek. He's fantastic. I see the same nurse there for like the last 6 years I've been going to this practice. Angie, she's phenomenal. So we kind of catch up and, you know, you get the basic. This is your basic. We're checking up on things. We're making sure that the body is still right. I encourage all men of a certain age, make sure you go and see a physician at least one time a year. And then don't let things pass. If you're feeling weird about something, call them back up. Just get yourself an appointment. That's exactly what they're there for.
I agree 100%.
There have been times I've gone there and I was just worried about something and there was nothing to worry
Sometimes
about.
Sometimes I go and just hang out in my doctor's office. I don't even have an appointment. Look, I just hang out.
This is what was going on because it was only a 20 or 30 minute type of appointment. A lot of it is just catching up with life and like what's going on. And so we almost do like sort of a mini therapy session, even though that's not what it is. It's just sort of housekeeping type stuff. I swear to God, there was a point where I'm sitting on the butcher paper on the table there. And I'm like, you know, doc, we got a lot of PSAs running during the show. And he's like, PSA, what are you talking about? I'm like, unpaid spots,
you know,
doc.
Just like, you know? .org, you know, a lot of that.
I'm like, I'm convinced. I think in my career, we're going to see the end of radio as we know it, you know? I literally mentioned that at the annual physical. So we do the blood. We do the quick things like checking the ears, all that, like joints and everything. And we do the cholesterol. I'm pretty good. Like you said, the cholesterol could go up a little bit. Eat some more fish, maybe. I'm like, I love fish.
Did you get your lab test back already?
No, but the cholesterol. Like he was able to, you know, check the cholesterol. And
but how could he check the cholesterol?
I'm sorry, blood pressure. Oh. Blood pressure and just from talking to me about what the diet was, what my weight was, he felt that I'm going to be kind of in the same, like where I was last year in that window of good cholesterol, could be a few points better. So you're right. We're going to see how I did when the blood work comes back. But the one thing, like, here's what I want to know from you, because we haven't done this the last 2 years, but I think he's checked it before. When do we have the old wiener and sacky check? Like, who's supposed to look at that?
And my doctor, and why? My doctor doesn't look at my wiener and sacky.
But when is this done, is my question.
I mean, I think
if you're
exhibiting some symptoms, maybe they look at it, or maybe they can see something in your blood work that may give them a red flag. But
because I know from like pediatric visits, because, you know, a dad taking a kid to the doctors, like things are checked on an annual basis.
Yeah.
And it's very like, you know, very nuts and bolts, you know, no pun intended. Just check, make sure everything looks right. Why do we then like get to a certain age?
Mine's more nut than bolt.
it's way more.
Yeah.
And so is mine. And why do we just not check as we continue to get older? I would think it's even more important to make sure that everything is where it's supposed to be.
I don't know.
Just telling you, feel free to look around next time.
So you almost wanted him. You wanted him.
Please.
to
because it feels
browse the inventory.
It feels off. It feels wrong. Like,
what do you mean it feels wrong? Why didn't you tell him then something?
Well, because I didn't want to make it.
No, no.
I didn't want to be weird about it.
No, that's when you say.
It doesn't really feel wrong, but I would like to know about my abnormally large sack, which you say yours is much bigger than mine. So I don't know how you aren't telling your doctor about your ridiculously large sack.
Because it's just skin and gravity. It's elephantitis or whatever it's called of the sack.
Mm.
What is she going to do? She's going to look at it. First of all, it's a she, you know?
Well,
I know they're professionals.
Yeah,
but
she's a professional. That's your doctor.
I know.
Whatever.
I don't know.
A little more embarrassing.
I like a female doctor for every other aspect except that.
You think doctors talk about us with their family?
Absolutely they do.
I know there's like HIPAA and all that, and you can't really talk about it with like other, but like the family's kind of like the vault, you know?
Can I tell you something with the whole privacy thing? It's all a bunch of crap. Let me tell you something. Doctors go home, they talk about you. Okay, they may not give your personal information to people, but they talk about you. They say, I saw a guy today. I know for a fact when I was an altar boy, that priests would talk to other priests about what they heard in confession.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Bob,
I know Timmy
killed somebody.
Timmy was in the confessional and he was admitting to some pretty gross smut. So keep an
Timmy
eye out for him.
He's addicted. He said he's at 7 times a day. 7. All right, good clean emails.
No, I got to pay off of my T's.
Fine.
Iowa State AD Jamie Pollard is all upset about the Big Ten and the SEC. He says about, you know, making their own rules and doing stuff. He says, that's what's frustrating to me. The same people that say they want rules only want rules if they don't apply to them. I said it 3 years ago, let them break away. I would turn it around and say we should break from them. Let them go. But they have to go all in on their sports and see how fun it is to play baseball and softball and track when it's just the 20 of you. That's what I think we should do. But I'm one person. Yes, you are one person. The Big 12, which you are a member of, is not going to break away because they know that hanging out with the Big 10 and the SEC is their cash cow. They know that the only reason people tune in to see Iowa State play football is because there's a chance that if they're good enough, they could go to the playoffs and play a team like Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
And you're going to have to play those teams with the way the sport is going if you want to be a champion.
I understand the frustration. I get it. But sometimes I just hear these guys threaten, like, maybe we'll just go away. It's like, but you won't because you need the check to support those other sports that you're talking about.
I feel like the wrong guy is having this idea here, right? Because this is the Iowa State, the Ayahuasca State athletics director right here.
And again, I understand the frustration.
You're right. Like,
it
would be one thing for Bjork to come up with an idea like this.
Yeah, then we take things a little bit more seriously.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you don't want the Big Ten and the SEC
to
do any kind of breakaway league.
His own conference.
Yeah, right. You need
the Big 12 needs these other conferences.
You need it to be the Big Four. And you're bottom two of that Big Four, and everybody knows it.
He is back from his cruise. He somehow did not get the hantavirus or Ebola. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident blocking the left lane and causing some holdup on eastbound 70 on the west side after Wilson Road. Emergency crews are on scene, so expect extra delay. And we've got a 15-minute delay on westbound 670 from 71 to Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face. as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Broadcasting live from Shady Acres Retirement Village. It's Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports, Hamilton Road by the airport.
He's back. He's back, and he's back on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Rims.
Good afternoon, guys, and I missed you terribly.
I missed you, too. We're going to talk about your trip. We're going to do all that. But before we get into the funny stuff, Billy Davidge passed away. And I saw that news today, and he was a longtime Blue Jackets broadcaster. He was an Ohio State guy. He helped found the hockey program at Miami University. I mean, longtime Central Ohio guy. I know you worked with him for a long time. Give me your thoughts on Billy.
Well, he was a terrific ambassador from even before the team ever played a game. He was involved in scouting. And then moved into the booth to provide Columbus Blue Jacket fans with an entertaining and informative radio broadcast right here on 97.1 The Fan with George Matthews. He has fought a courageous battle here for the last several years, had multiple myeloma, had a stroke here a few years ago, and he was always battling Billy. He will be missed. He was certainly somebody in the community that was all Blue Jacket. And whenever he could talk to anybody about the Columbus Blue Jackets, take pictures, whatever anyone ever asked, he was always willing to take pictures, talk Blue Jackets hockey, and even on the golf course, offer tips, and he offered me a few along the way. He was an excellent golfer and an excellent teacher, and as you said, he will be missed.
Yeah, that was a good one there, Jeff. Also about his love of the game of golf, me being a golf lover as well. He was big in the community with the game. But Mike and I talk a lot about the relationship, the bond that fans have with the local broadcasters. That's what's great about baseball, basketball, hockey, is we get to know our team sportscasters. Maybe people don't spend as much time thinking about what your relationships are like with each other and how much that sort of makes your job easier, Jeff, when you can love a friend so much and get along with somebody that much when you're going to work every day to bring out the best broadcast you possibly can.
No question. No question, Timmy. And Bill always went out of his way for all the broadcasters and quite frankly, for all the media. And that's what sets, and I've said it many, many times, and it'll be in my book, that's what sets Columbus apart from so many other cities and why Columbus is so great and means so much to all of us.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. Rimmer, you are on a 2-week cruise. Now tell us where you went and give me some highlights from the cruise.
Well, the ship is outstanding. We were on Explora 2, did that last year, and we returned with a different cruise this year. We started in Athens, Greece, spent a couple of days there, had a wonderful time seeing the sights, went on to Mykonos and several other Greek islands. It was absolutely just a terrific 2 weeks, made a lot of friends on the ship. And looking forward again next year to perhaps take yet another cruise. But it was, I can't say anything other than it was just simply spectacular. My wife and I had a great time.
It's a lot of time to pass when you're on a cruise. My parents just did one of these like 17-day cruises across the Atlantic. You do any of the dancing, Brims? You get out there and dance?
No, I didn't get up there and dance, but saw some great entertainment. And I'll tell you, it was an improvement over last year's cruise. We had some outstanding Vegas and even the resident entertainers. It was great. I mean, we got off the ship, did some excursions. But ultimately, I mean, the two weeks just kind of flew by.
What are we talking about on the cruise for entertainment? Like a Frankie Valli? Frankie Valli on the cruise?
we're into Frankie Valli here lately. He's got to do something.
No, there was no Frankie Valli there, but there was a Billy Joel tribute, a piano player, a piano player that was, I mean, he was just out of sight. He was so good.
What's your favorite Billy Joel song? Candle in the Wind?
It's a good one.
No,
it's up there.
No,
When a Man Loves a Woman?
No. I also want to say Ollie Nez made friends with Ollie Nez, who's an outstanding saxophone player. He's from the UK, Wales specifically. I'll tell you, this guy was fantastic. And we plan on getting together with him. He'll be making a trip here to South Florida. In fact, I might even get him a couple of gigs here.
Is he as good as the big man?
Let me tell you, he was pretty close. Pretty close. It was just a great trip all the way around. But glad to be home.
All right. Well, we're glad that you're here. This is Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer, brought to you by Rimmer's Friends, Buyers Imports by the airport. You want to talk about your friends, Rims?
Never refuse. Memorial Day holiday is coming up, and Buyers Imports will be open Monday from 9 to 2 with outstanding special holiday deals. Now, don't forget something I've talked about for the last several weeks, and that is service. The department at Buyers Imports offers you more master technicians than any other shop in Central Ohio. No appointment is necessary. Every visit gets the complimentary multi-point inspection. And don't forget the free car wash. That's at Buyers Imports, where they dare you to compare. They're on Hamilton Road, right there near the airport.
Rims, I want to talk about the Montreal Canadiens. I'm not the type of guy who says, oh, this is a team of destiny, because I think it's a bunch of crap. But Montreal, at times this postseason, has looked like they don't belong on the same ice as whoever they're playing. I mean, even that game 7, they spent 40 minutes on their heels for the most part, and yet they still find a way to win that series and win that game. Give me your thoughts on what we've seen from Montreal so far.
Well, I watched, by the way, flying home from Montreal, coincidentally. Our plane was late. We flew from Venice to Montreal, and the plane was late, so I literally sat in my seat and turned on the monitor in front of me, and I watched the entire game on my monitor in French. So it was quite an experience. But I did get up at 1 o'clock in the morning for Game 7 in the first round series, and with Tampa, enjoyed that immensely. My wife didn't necessarily like it because I had the iPad going, but I watched the entire game. Hey, give a lot of credit to those players on the ice. They found a way to win. You don't always put your best foot forward and play your best game, and you're right. In that deciding game, Buffalo certainly took control in the second period and dominated. Could have won in the overtime as well, but ever the opportunist, Newhook, who's had an outstanding second-round series and now has, what, 7 goals in the playoffs, including a few game winners. You got to give them credit, and they are superbly coached by Marty St. Louis, who Blue Jacket fans will remember came briefly with John Tortorella to run the Columbus power play. He's done a great job. The players just love him, and they're going to have their hands full here with Carolina.
Hey, got the Ohio State goaltender doing a great job for them. On the other side, Rims, what about this series here that's about to start? Avalanche and Golden Knights. Who you like there?
It's over. It's over. Colorado will win that series. John Tortorella will find out if he's going to stay coaching that team for next year. I don't think Colorado is going to look at anything more than 4 or 5 game series with Vegas. I think they're that good.
Now, he just buried him right
you
off the
though?
Top
I,
right there. You're right.
Said this
you're right.
I said this a couple weeks back, Rims. I don't know who the hell beats the Colorado Avalanche. I really don't.
No, you're right. Want to talk very briefly. I don't know how much time we got left, so I want to get a couple things in. Charlie Coyle gets that contract. It's well-deserved, but it comes at the expense of Boone Jenner. The announcement was made here in the last 24, 36 hours that didn't look like Jenner would be back. He's hired a new agent. I think he's a little upset the way things ended, and, of course, the comment made by Rick Bowness that they've got to change the culture. Obviously, it starts with the captain. So, and I know that Boone was pretty upset about it. I don't blame him, but perhaps he and Marchman and Goodbranson may be victims of free agency and will move on. Also, got a bit of a rumor here for you, a rumor. If I'm the Blue Jackets, Brady Tkachuk, he may not be too much longer as captain of the Ottawa Senators. And the rumor is that here in South Florida, Bill Zito, the former Jackets assistant GM, might be making a play with a 9th pick and several other pieces, complementary pieces, to pry him loose. My thought is, why not the Blue Jackets and some of these other NHL teams, and I'm sure teams like the New York Rangers, who have expressed some interest previously, and other teams in the NHL may look at Brady Tkachuk, and if Ottawa is going to move him, I think some of these other teams, including Columbus, should take a long, hard look.
Rims, I'm glad you're off the cruise. You didn't have any hantavirus, none of that?
No. I am 100%, let me touch wood here. I'm healthy, ready to go, in great shape, and I can't wait for a return trip to Columbus for the launch of It Doesn't Get Any Better Than This.
When is the book officially coming out, Rims?
It will be out in September. We will have a launch party in Columbus, and you will be getting an advance copy. So send that $30 or $29.95.
I gotta pay for my own advance copy?
You take it well, don't you?
All right.
I should be able to pay for an advanced copy.
No,
you should get one for free.
You're not in the book. I'm in the book.
I know, but I could read about you in the book. I work with you.
I'll give you my copy.
I've worked with Rimmer now.
I'll read my copy first on the crapper, and then I'll give it to you.
I have to get your tainted copy?
Oh, you're going
to
get my taint.
No, I don't want it.
You're going to get. You like a good taint there, Rimmer?
Rimmer, I need a clean copy.
Yeah, well, you want to keep it away from the toilet paper anyway.
Hey, Rims, we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
I look forward to it, and there'll be some more hockey news because we're getting down to crunch time here. The draft not that far away, and look for some trades.
Thank you, Rims. Name dropping, Jeff. With Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Back page coming up. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a five-minute slowdown due to an accident that's on eastbound 33's off-ramp to 270 on the west outer belt. It's blocking the right lane there. Also, watch out for an accident that's on southbound 71's off-ramp to Stringtown Road on the south side. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool, shaded retreat. Up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at sunsetter.com. That's sunsetter.com. Life's better under a Sunsetter. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Have you ever met a man who wins money betting on tennis? Enter Scotty Vegas. Join Scotty and Dave Biddle for On the Money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
Sunday mornings at 9 on The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Patriot Air Comfort Systems and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is the Beamer. Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common Man Timmy. Happy Wednesday.
Oh, it is a little...
little good clean Wednesday.
Good clean Wednesday. We got some emails.
Now, we said at the beginning of this, like, it could be about literally anything.
Yeah.
Anything at all.
This is going to test that theory, huh?
So, we have someone that wanted to know if we ever had our own technique to hide a random boner. Back in the day. He said, curious what the go-to method was. He said, I would tuck in the waistband if my shirt was long enough to adequately cover the region. If not, I would tuck it sideways and then just put my hand in my pocket over top of it.
I feel like that would draw some looks.
Yeah, I think the waistband pointed north is really the only, reasonable option. And you do have to obviously have a very long shirt to cover that.
Let me ask you this question. If you're in that kind of situation, though, in public... How are you getting it up the waistband? Like, how are you managing to do that?
You got to do it fast.
Okay.
Fast.
I think if, you know, you're in school, I would just put like a backpack over it or something. I just walk with my backpack in the front.
That's dumb. Everyone would point at you and say, ha ha, Mikey's got a boner.
Who's to say they didn't?
Put your Jansport in front of your
Bone, you can't do that.
I didn't think I was going to get a JanSport reference today.
That's why you come on this show, Beamer.
Here we got Chris, my GCBs. Common man, stop being a ketchup racist. Who died and said Chicagoans are in charge of making the rules of what people can slather on their wieners? Do you know what is on a Chicago dog? Tomatoes. You tell people not to put ketchup on their tube steak, then put ketchup embryos on the Chicago dog? If this racism continues, I contend.
He contends.
That Walker told you that you have AIDS.
First of all, this is what I said to Timmy earlier. I'm not going and knocking the ketchup out of your hands. You're free to use it. All right, this isn't North Korea. Enjoy your ketchup on your hot dog. However, that does not make you immune from my judgment. My judgment will last forever. I judge you, Timmy.
You a ketchup dog guy?
So here was the thing.
Just say yes. Just say yes. Well, you
okay,
are.
Yes. Yes. I think Jail. We get a little.
Yeah. Beamer's with me.
Yeah. I know. I just think I love a Carolina style dog all the way. Yeah. Like we're picking, you know, I'm not. And there's a place I would go to that did not allow ketchup. And I absolutely respected that. Like I have the dogs their way. Whatever you sling them, I'll have them. But if you're at a baseball game and there's like nothing there and you got stadium a naked mustard. Dog. I agree. Stadium mustard is good, but I don't mind having both. Like, so I did some Saturday or Sunday afternoon, fire up the grill, did a hot dog lunch. Mm-hmm. Had a pack of Nathan's all beef hot dogs in
delicious.
There.
Delicious.
He springs for the good dogs. That's
good
the
dogs,
thing.
Yeah. And I even, you know what I even found?
Just raw dog them at that point.
That's right.
That's what I'll do.
They're honestly not bad doing
delicious
it that way.
Delicious flavor.
Yeah. They're not bad doing it that way. I also noticed I had like a little trick that I didn't even try to do because I'm not into like the overly like grilled buns. I don't know about you guys. I like the soft bun. Mm-hmm. Like my dad used to put the buns upside down on the grill. He'd burn the ever living crap out of them. And I didn't like that. Too toasty. But I had them on the plate next to the Blackstone. And the wind kind of blew a little bit and just ever so slightly toasted the edge of those hot dog buns while they were just sitting next to
it. What about New England style hot dog bun? Mm,
the best.
See,
split top?
Yeah.
Split top is good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because then what you can do is you have essentially just naked bread on both sides. You can butter that bad boy up and then give that a little Blackstone treatment.
Butter your bread.
Butter that bread. All right, I got one from Robert. Says, my guys. Says, it's been a minute since I've messaged you guys. Thanks for the laughs. In the wake of the Cavs' disastrous loss last night. My God, right, Beamer? Mm. My question for you GCBs is this. For the teams you cheer for, what difficult losses by your favorite teams still haunt you to this day? He says the 2019 OSU Clemson. Yeah, that's a good
one. I was going to say.
That's a good one.
That's the one.
And
if J.K.
Dobbins
knew how to catch a screen pass.
Well, there was a lot of things in that. There was a lot more. Like fumbling, what did we try to do on special teams?
No, that was the Georgia game. That was the Kirby game. That was like 22 when Marv got knocked out.
That too. There was some special teams nightmare in the Clemson game as well.
Olave breaking off the route there.
Yeah, yeah. For Fields trying to get the equalizer mm-hmm. at the end. But to bring one up that's
was
not going to feel
or
good
was
about
that CJ
Fields.
Yeah,
Justin Fields
yeah,
right. in the Clemson game. That was I want to say the first Ryan Day loss. Because he came in and had the three games when Urban was dealing with his issues, got that TCU win as part of that three pack, and then started just ripped through the first season, and that was the first loss right at the very, very end of that.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
You could be right. All right, Beamer, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
Michigan State game 2015.
Yeah, also very tough.
My God.
Coming up tonight, guys, Justin Zwick is hanging out with me this evening. We'll check in with Austin Ward with what's going on with the Buckeyes around 6:15. Spencer Holbrook of Letterman Row is going to join us at 7:30. And Ward Manuel's trying to clean up Michigan one position at a time.
Buckeye Show, top of the hour, right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
This is what we're here for. Brad says, how you doing, Tress? Says, I live in Worthington, and I had JT's Pizza for the first time ever.
That Parm garlic crust is absolutely silly good.
I'm not lying to you.
My question, can I get a gift card to go back?
Get out of here.
I can't go back without one because I'll damage my bank account too much. Can't afford it because my wedding is 60 days away. Anyways, it's Cavs and seven.
Hell
no,
with the wedding.
No, Brad. Cavs have lost already.
Get married at JT's.
It's one game.
No, it's over. It's done.
They lost. I turned it on last night. They were up 20. I'm like, oh, good for them.
It's over. Flip it off. Going to game two.
Yeah,
right?
They won.
Great.
They won
you win on the road, you're going to win the series.
Yep. Tomorrow on this show, it's a Too Hot Thursday. Teddy returns from whatever the hell he's doing today. Thanks, Reimer.
Hey, had fun.
What are you doing tonight? You have a little dinner tonight?
Yeah.
What are you having?
I might make an egg and cheese sandwich. Or a frozen pizza.
I thought you didn't like cheese.
I like it with eggs.
All right. Reimer, you're a weird guy.
He also likes ketchup on his hot dog, Timmy.
He got mad because he spilled applesauce on himself. I said, you're 3 years old.
When did you spill applesauce on yourself?
Earlier in the show.
Here you did?
Yeah, I was standing right here eating it.
The last drop.
The last drop just spilled down my shirt.
My Mott's.
All right, see you
Shirt's
tomorrow.
Shirt's
Mott's? Well, Musselman's?
Oh my god.
Can you name me another applesauce brand?
I think that's the two.
little Eric Musselman.
Eric Musselman.
All right, see you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for some slowdown due to a crash in the left lane on eastbound 70 on the west side after Wilson Road. When we've got about a 25-minute delay on northbound 270 on the east outer belt from 670 to 161. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere Construction Equipment Rentals from Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need Smart Grade, Topcon, Trimble, or attachments? Their rental fleet is always work ready. Learn more at murphytractor.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Tractor.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine. Give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain.
Grab some friends and an ice-cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew!